you definitely at some point will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is Game... Wait, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is Game Time!
All right. All right, there we go. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Classes in session. Got a good show for you guys today. it's gonna be a pretty good show, man. As always, guys, welcome to the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. If you have a question, make sure you guys put a Q in the chat room. If you're texting somebody, you want to know something, just put a T in there. We got you covered. I ask all you guys out there listening to the show, the thing that we are separating ourselves from everybody else, I want all you guys out there, just take a moment, get your notebooks out, guys. Get your notebooks out. Write down the information that we're giving you. Also, utilize it, because this is what the thing is. It's an open place where we can talk, learn some game. So I ask you guys, go ahead and do that, guys. And if you're new, you haven't heard, just go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. Y'all know what to do. Go to the dollar store. Go to the grab your puzzle pieces and make sure you begin the process of your puzzle. Guys, what we're going to be talking about, like all the shows I got to do, I got to make sure I tell you this. Nobody talk. What we do is we don't complain about women or anything like that. We don't complain about anything that pertains to the game itself. So what we do, again, everything we do is 100% authentic, coming from the game, man. So it's not something that people really talk about. One thing we want to do, and we're going to continue doing, is go deeper than the surface level information that you get from a lot of these guys that just keep everything surface level and they don't give you the gist of what you need to grow, okay? All right? So, hey, Delta variant, just go and get it. We'll set it up. We do it within a day. Depends on how busy I am. So it's not just all the booked, but just set up or send me an email. We'll set it up and all that other stuff. I appreciate the question. But yeah, we got a good one today about being king, man. And this is a tough one for a lot of you guys. It's going to be a tough one, but it's going to be something that y'all are going to understand. Well, it's probably going to be a punch in the chest. So many of you guys are looking to learn game, or you're looking to be better with women. You're looking to get rid of confidence. You're looking to get over fear. You're looking to get over anxiety. You're looking for doing all these things. And no one really ever is going to break down what I'm going to break down to you today to show you why a lot of these guys y'all listen to are just not going. It's the reason why you are where you at right now, because a lot of people that you listen to are not giving you enough depth in learning game and learning the important things. You know, as I always say, you know, we always talk about the scribe and all this other stuff, but today we're going to talk about somebody totally different from the scribes, the marketing team, culinary school. Even though they're going to have to play a part in a role in what we're going to talk about today, it's very important that you understand this because, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, we are cracking your perception. I forgot that we cracked. So if you see the break right now, that's me breaking your perception of the game. But a lot of you out here want to win, and I'm going to talk to you why it is going to be very hard for you to win in the game because of several things, and I'm going to break all this down. But today, we're going to talk about something really important today, very important. We'll talk about the man at the head of the table, the most important person is the king, you, the creator of your universe. You are, without a shadow of a doubt, the most important person amongst all the people that I always talk to you about. But we're going to discuss what is the role, because a lot of people think that confidence and fear and trying to talk to women is like a hat or a coat, something that you can put on. You have those guys. You got the guys that just think that they can take it and put it on. You have other guys out there that are really not into this. You know, they got one foot out the door, one foot in the door, and they just don't want to do anything some days, and some days they want to do things. So they're not students of the game. Well, what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to explain to you why the game is 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. But in talking to you guys about this, and you guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number, the phone number to call in, gentlemen, is holy shit, did I do it right? Oh, I think I need to do it. Sorry, the phone number coming in is 563-999-3056. So what we're talking about today is the importance of your king. But through what we're talking about today, you're going to have finally a clear idea why most people will never get game, why most people will always be the same, and why being a man is a rare thing. Because everybody can't be a man. You can have the build up, you can have the body shape of a man, but everybody can't be a man. But I'm going to explain to you the why behind it, because so many people think it's, you know, I can put it on and take it off, and I can work on it when I want to, and it's no big deal, and all this other stuff. So, but the good news for you guys listening, now, what's good for you guys versus those guys I'm talking about? There's even a worse group of guys other than the ones I just named, and those guys are the ones that make everything about the woman. Everything. You look at it, the good and the bad. Everything's about the woman. It's either she's doing a bunch of right, she's doing a bunch of wrong, she's bad, she's terrible, don't date them, don't sleep with them, stay away from them, you know, all those. So there are, unfortunately, levels to even getting in the door of the game. And I'm going to talk about that. And and through talking about it, oh, I forgot to say, a shout out to my chat room dogs. But hey, ladies, shout out to all the ladies out there. You know who you are. What's up, girl? But what I want to say to you guys listening, you're finally going to overstand, after we talk about what I'm going to talk about, to see that, number one, you're not doing it. So, I mean, the fact that you're not doing it, and it's not bad, okay, because I don't want you guys to feel bad because you're not doing this. I'm just giving you an example of how deep game is and why those that win with women don't necessarily win with women. They win with themselves. See, a lot of people think that the win is when you get a woman. That's not the win. High above your world, high above your culinary school. Let me show you guys, all you guys out there. Get your crayons out. I'm gonna chop it up now. High in your world, high above everything, is this place right here. High above your film room at night that you're supposed to be looking over your day. High above your studio where you mix down the flavor that you're going to spit in their eyes and put in their ears. High above the building of your guide that not only guides you to what you need to do, but also guides women to where you want them to go. High above where your warrior is, the one that defends your honor, your territory, your name, but also expands. High above your scribe, that office and that building where the individual that you talk to every day. High above the weight room where you get mental toughness. High above your culinary school where you are learning to spit a little bit of yickety yak. High above the building of your imagination, your creativity, and your sense of adventure. High above the library where you store all of your information. High above your government where all your laws, rules, codes, and principles are created. High above your amusement park where your sexual amusement park, where high above your kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, filthy, sexual, sensual, romantic. High above the building of your marketing team, the ones that show you how to promote yourself. High above your drug lab and also the wooded area of where you produce the drug of you. High above all those is the highest building of all. And in this building, there is just nothing but a throne where you sit and you are always watching the growth and the expansion of you. But even though you are watching the growth and the expansion of who you are as a man, you're doing so many things that most people see. A lot of people that just teach you theory, they don't talk about what we're about to talk about. you are at the top of your throne and in your office in your mind. You have the highest building of all because you want to make sure everybody and everything that you have created that is working for you can always look up to not me, but look up to you. But it is in this thing right here where you are able to not only look at your life, but you're able to utilize what you need to utilize to grow as a man. Because, see, a lot of people get overwhelmed sometimes with situations and women and things like that, and they don't realize their actual king or emperor, if you want to call him, or God, whatever you want to call you, whatever you call him, because each one of you can call him different. It's the top of the top. God amongst the gods, basically. And this guy's got a job, okay? Because no matter how tough the problems are, no matter what is in your face, no matter what issues you think you have, and let me explain something. In this man's presence, there's nothing called a situation. There's nothing called a problem in his presence because he is all-knowing of you. He is all the things. He is all the subsystem parts coming together. He is all things. He is the, if you look at the Wizard of Oz, he's really the mighty, powerful wizard, not the old man behind the thing. He is the mighty one. He is the number one connect. This is what we call core of who you are. Best way to describe that person to you guys, as when I say core, I truly mean your core, not my core. I mean you. It is this thing right here, the core, your fingerprint. The one thing that separates you from every motherfucking thing and everybody out there. It's the one thing that in this core right there that you see is connected to your scribe, your culinary school, everything. It's all connected. And it or your king, he is at the top of whatever skyscraper you have built. And he is the final answer of all things, how he moves. So, and because of that, there is no problems up there. He doesn't see the world. He doesn't see a woman as a problem, nor he sees a woman as a situation. He is number one. He's two main things. And guys, get your crayons out. And y'all got questions, put a Q in there. But he's two main things. First thing he is that he's solution-based. All he thinks about is actually the four. If you want to think of him, he is the square that you stand on. He is the, he's everything. He's everything. But he is nothing but solution on one hand. But on the other hand, he doesn't have high tolerance. He doesn't have low tolerance. He has no tolerance, none whatsoever. And what needs to be done is going to get done, regardless of whoever's feelings get ran over in the process. This is what we're talking about today. This person, the one that most guys don't even talk about because you're getting so much surface level shit from people, they're never going to go this deep. But we got to go this deep because I got to get y'all started and prepared for the book that's going to be coming out months from now. It's going to be a while, but it's going to come. But I got to get y'all minds right to understand, overstand that everything that I'm showing you and everything I'm teaching you, everything I'm trying to get you to see for yourself has nothing to do with anybody out there but you and you alone. Nobody else. No man, woman, child, animal, Bigfoot, all that, all those things don't matter in this place. because he's got that boardroom, and that's where everybody sits down. Everybody sits down. And when there's answers or there's something to solve, he's solving it. He's not sitting around. He's not pouting. He's not complaining. But we're going to talk about the how he does it, okay? All right? So many of you guys have challenges that you feel that, you know, it drowns you, where you feel like you're suffocating or you're drowning in it, where you're stressing on it. And what happens when you hold yourself back or you have those mental chains in your head, you can never have a clear, defining answer to a situation that should be solved as soon as it happens. And this, and gentlemen, this should be able to also answer for you guys, all you guys out there that finally like, well, why can't I solve this? Why can't I mean, it's right in my face. Why can't I see it? Why can't I handle it? But as I said before, just pause for a second. Remember, you've got to understand what I'm saying as far as the why you can't see this person. If you're always making it about women, you're always playing the victim, you will never meet this person. You can't even get a fucking seat, or you can't even not only get in the building, you can't even get on the property of meeting this person that you need more than anything else. If you're using tactics and gimmicks and tricks and you want to lie and you listen to all that theory, you've never met him before. We're live, you guys, you never met this guy before, because what I'm telling you as a person, one-on-one, me looking at you right now in your screen, you know what you are. I don't know you. All I'm doing is putting the weapons on the table. I am not here to judge you. That's why I want to say, make sure, let me check the lines. And if you got a question, make sure y'all put a Q in there and I will tally them up, and I promise you I will answer any questions y'all have, okay? Let me pause real quick. Let me grab 409 real quick, and then we'll get into it. 409, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Brother Steve, I just want to call in and pay homage to you, because I remember a great night a couple of years ago when you called in to, and shout out to Alpha Kingdom, when you called in to him, that's the first time I really, you know, got on your program. Let me just say this, and I would like to talk to the brothers that are on this call right now. When you use the line, I just want to get to know you in an intimate way, that opens up a whole nother realm to women. Can I tell you something, Steve, the Dean? When I expressed that line to this woman that I spoke to tonight, about 10 minutes later, as I'm setting up the date, she says, I would love for you to come to this date with them handcuffs right there. And it just opened up a whole nother realm in the conversation with what she had right there. So she asked me, what do you mean you want to get to know me in an intimate way? I said, man, it has nothing to do with the sex. I want to get to know what's on your mind, how your mind operates, what type of mindset I'm getting into, and what I want to entertain right there. So with that being said, Brother Steve, I just want to thank you, because this ism, this game that you're dropping, is just amazing, definitely immaculate right there. Hey, salute to you, brother.
Well, with all due respect, I'm throwing away your thank you, and I'm a revert and say thank you, because see, thing is that what I teach is really like on way far left, and a lot of people can't understand it. But the only way you can understand it is by incorporating it. And again, I always say, don't trust me, see it for yourself. And hopefully you didn't trust me. Hopefully you checked it out yourself, but you saw it. See, that's the key. See, again, I would love, if I was starting a cult, I would say, thank you. Come on in, wear the robe, put on the shoes, and, you know, we'll hum and ding and all that other stupid-ass shit. But no, this is not about me. This is the fact that you didn't know me, but you wanted to try and see what the fuck is he meaning by this intimate shit? Because I'm sure you probably, what the fuck does that intimate shit mean? But when you incorporated and used it, you saw it for yourself. That's the key to all this. It's not me. I've seen it because I saw it at a young age. And that's why I'm teaching it, because I want to make sure I give everyone a listen something that nobody talks about. Because can we admit, 409, there's not one person telling you about telling a woman you want to get to know in an intimate way. Is there on YouTube? Have you ever heard anybody tell you that? Anybody?
Hey, real talk, Brother Steve. No and no. Nobody has ever said that on YouTube other than yourself, brother.
And what about telling them to go get their puzzle pieces when and go to the dollar store, Walmart, and get their puzzle pieces, dump the puzzles on the table, rip the puzzles up, and begin the process of putting the puzzle? Have you heard anybody say that?
No. And let me just say this, too. I have not heard anyone else other than you encourage men to go to Walmart, get the essentials together, like the soaps. The deodorants, the wipes. You dig what I'm saying?
And put them in the drawer in the bathroom.
Something else. Two other things, Brother Steve. The color shower lights. The shower
wine
lights
above
that
the bed.
Change colors. It's the wine above your bed, and then I'm a testimony to this. The fireplace on YouTube. I never thought of, nobody ever said that except for Steve Dean. And anybody that's listening tonight, that's a home run hitter. You can not only, you know, do the fireplace, you can do anything from like spaceships to skylines or beautiful cities or other not. I'm going to tell you right now, that woman is going to be intrigued because it's different. It's something that she's never seen before. Steve Dean, hey. There's no other YouTube content creator like you, because nobody else is talking about this stuff right here, man.
What about the rehearsing? Rehearsing your house, rehearsing the places you go, the lake spread your ass cheeks, all that. No, like, I'm going and on, but I'm just saying that I'm just trying to get them to see that what I'm showing you, I'm not following anybody. I'm showing you a different way to have it, man. A different way to see the world.
Last but not least,
who talks about the fingerprint? Who tells you you're the only one of your kind? Who tells you learn your own language? There's nobody on you. Last one, what about the graveyard? Who tells you about the graveyard before you go to bed at night, realize everybody thought they had one thing in common? I mean, come on, man. I go on and on, but I'll be quiet. But I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm just saying that they don't understand. Nobody teaches what the fuck I teach. But go ahead, brother. You got it, man.
Let me just say this, and I won't stay long, man, because I want to be integrity of the protocol of the call. But let me just say this. Man, toot your own horn, man. Everybody in the chat room, dogs, man, toot the horn to Steve Dean. Because of you, Steve Dean, your ideas, I done ordered a massage table to come here. I'm waiting for that right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, testing the sound of your spot right there. You know, I got a speaker in the living room area. I got a speaker in the kitchen. I got a speaker in the bathroom. I got a speaker in the bedroom. You dig what I'm saying? And that jazz music, chat room dog, please listen to Steve the Dean. The jazz music will set that joker off. It will do the work for you. Steve the Dean, man, if I could talk for another 10 minutes, I'd be an amazing, blessed man, but I want to respect the protocol of the call. Yes. I just want to say, brother, thank you. Real talk.
No.
From a Steelers fan to a Cowboys fan,
I just want
to say salute and thank you.
Yes. All right, I'm going to let that just fly, but no, I appreciate it, man. No, seriously, don't thank me. No, it's about you seeing it, and that's the thanks enough. That's the thank you when you say, fuck you, Steve, I don't believe you. But let me just try real quick, and let me see what happens.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, shit, this shit's really working. So that's what it's about. And again, I'm humble enough. Again, I'm an arrogant motherfucker, but when it comes to teaching, man, it's the light bulb moment, the hearing the happiness in your voice, hearing the thunder and hearing that, wow, I'm evolving. That's the thank you. That's the end game. That's what I knew. Because again, remember, I'm on my way to my demise at 50. I'm going down now. So I got to get this baton passed to you young men the fastest way I can. So when I am gone, never mourn me, you can take information for yourself and then you can keep and lead the next generation of motherfuckers. So that's what, or your sons, or your daughters, or your family, or your wife, or your girls, you know, your side chicks. I don't care who it is. You're leading them all. So
right.
That's what it's about, brother.
Yeah. Man, I thank you. And one thing I will say, I decree and declare, I promise you, I'm going to take that torch and run with it, because this is game, man. When you pay homage to the game, the game will bless you 100-fold. And I will tell the chat room dogs, do not hesitate, because do not hesitate and tell it on woman, man. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. That's going to make her fall back and be like, oh, shit, I ain't never heard this before.
Mean
by that? And then with that being said, you can spit that yak right there, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm a testimony to this. Do it.
It kills the friend zone shit and everything. But, yeah, man, make sure you listen to the show, because I'm dropping another bomb today, okay? I'm going to drop another bomb today if you get a chance to listen. But thank you so much for the call, okay, my brother? Thank you very much, 409, okay?
All right, salute, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, Erico 407, then guys, we'll continue. 407, did you have a question, sir? What's up?
Hey, Dean, it's Damien. I wanted to ask these questions early because they're kind of off topic, but my four questions are, what is a self-concept, a self-identity, a self-definition, and self-laws?
Self-concept is what I'm saying of what I want. What do you want to be to you? What do you want to be to you?
Uh-huh.
Your self-identity is who you define yourself as. Like my self-identity is, this is me, rain, snow, sleet, or shine, Monday, Tuesday through Friday, March, April, May, June, July, August, 2022, 23, 25, 20, 71. That'll make me 100 years old. But, you know, that's my thing, okay? My definition is how I define me and what I do strictly for me, because everything else doesn't concern me. What someone thinks about me does not concern me, whether it is good or bad. You know, I appreciate the good, right? But whatever you're thinking, whatever it is, you're allowed to think it, but I'm also allowed to just to keep on moving forward, because what you think, unless I want to know what you think, has no movement in my world, because my world is strictly for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I think I named all four, right?
And self-laws. I don't know what self-laws
okay,
are.
Okay, well, the self-laws is how you govern. It's your compass. It's how you govern yourself on everything. You always look to you to be the answer for all things, but you, again, this is part of the four, knowing the why, being able to defend it, stand on it, die for that shit. I don't mean die for that shit, but like you are so about what you're saying. What I mean is die as in sacrificing a relationship, sacrificing a woman, letting her go, knowing that she's perfect. She's damn near perfect, but she disrespected me. And you know, she's so perfect, so sweet, so kind. She does this, but she disrespected me, and I can't live with that, because it'll bug me. It'll fuck my head up. I just can't live with it. The fact I can't live with it is the reason why I gotta let you go. Okay.
Thank you, Dean. I have my crayons out for that.
All right, get your crayons out. Yeah, we're bringing some more stuff. Thank you, brother. And guys, I got questions. Just put a Q in the chat, and we got you guys, okay? We got you on that, okay? Let me kick the music back on. Let me put the music back on. Guys, again, y'all got a question, put a queue and call in. We got you covered. All right, so let me continue. Okay, so we're talking about the depth of what I'm saying as far as no tolerance. The person that I'm talking about, okay, I'm sorry. Let me get back to why most of y'all haven't met this person. You have to be a special or have a special kind of thought process to even access this person right here. that you must be free and clear of theory, of judgments, all those things. I mean, if you're judging yourself, you'll never meet him. Because this arrogant, this is your core. This is not the root. This is the core of you. This is like when you go into these doors, it's gold, it's beauty, it's beauty personified. Excuse me. Tongue twister. What I'm saying is that this person is the motherfucker, but the only way you'll be able to access that this person is being free of judgment, being free of guilt, being free of fear, because you're going to open up new doors that you have never even seen before, and how you move, how you operate, and how you handle situations is all through this, okay? All right? Because whatever he does serves one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to please us, me, or not me, but you as in me, or you as in I, or you as in my, okay? Not me. I don't want y'all to think it's not to please me, but his purpose is to do everything he can. He is the and I don't want to use Matrix. He damn near the architect. He is all things. He is the core, but most of you guys won't ever reach this part because one must have a belief in oneself for even to even get in the doors to even see the beauty of you, the beauty of you, not of me, the beauty of you. And when you see the beauty of you, it changes your perspective because there's nothing more beautiful, sexy than you or desirable than you. And then what will happen is once you get access to this, women do not become desirable. How can you desire her when you desire you more? How can she be sexy when you're sexy? How can she be beautiful when you're beautiful? How can she be all the things that you average guys give these women when they all those things should be you? You should be all those things. And it doesn't matter what the world sees you. See, the thing is, and this is what a lot of people understand, it doesn't matter what the world sees you as. You can be fat and think this way, in a wheelchair and think this way. One leg, one arm, a patch over your arm. It doesn't matter what the world sees you as, because everybody is allowed to perceive you the way they want to perceive you. But when you have a no tolerance and you don't give a fuck, your perception is none of my business. You're allowed to have perceptions of me, just like I guess an ant can have a perception of me as I kick over the anthill or something. You know what I mean? They can have their perception, but the perception that they have cannot affaze me or affect me because it has nothing to do with me. But everything you see in the world with this individual is that it's always the rule to get and stand on your square, standing on your fingerprint, standing on all these things. Now, we're going to break all this down, but I want to make sure that you can understand this, okay? Because this is where the growth comes, and this is where you improve, and this is where not only do you learn, because, see, we never lose on this level. There is no loss. I had to tell another guy, I had to tell a client today, there's no loss. Why didn't you talk to her? Well, I was worried she would reject me. How can a woman reject you when you're just doing the thing you tell yourself to do? How is there a rejection? She's allowed to respond. But if you take that response, whether it's a positive or a rejection, and see it as a response, then that's where shift changes at. Think about what I'm just saying here. If you even take out the word rejection and just put in response, cut the R in rejection and put the a re spawns in its place, you should be able to see it different because she's allowed to respond. And whatever she responds, whether it is good or bad, because to a man, it's not good or bad. It just is. It just is. Remember, the weather is the weather. The weather just is. Nature just is. These humans that we're dealing with outside your door, they're not a just is. They just want to be because, you know, they're trying to be something that they're not. But then there's us. So we understand the rules that are around us and all this other stuff. It's just that when it comes to a woman that's a complete, utter stranger, has no weight to move me anyway by what she's saying. She's allowed to reject me. She's allowed to play games. She's allowed to do whatever she wants to do. But the million-dollar question is how are you dealing with a complete stranger who is not sexy, who is not beautiful, who is not divine, and all these other things that you give these human women, these perks. Again, these perks, man. Y'all give so much power to the perk. It's a damn shame. And if only if you gave that power to yourself, you would be able to unlock this thing inside of you that is all about you 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. It's one of the greatest things in the world, and that's what I want to talk about. And that's what we're going to be talking about, these things, okay? Because everything that I see and men like me see, anything in front of me gives me a chance to actually think, and actually be able to, when I say think, scribe, go to level 5, section 8, row 4, and get that out. Think. You know what, marketing team, what is our plan of how we're going to promote me better? How are we going to sell, market, and promote me? Think. Culinary school, what are we cooking up? Show me what we're cooking up right here. Because I got to taste it to see if it's right. If it's not right, we're going to go back and do it again. Thinking. My mixing board. Are we going to add another 64 tracks to whatever we want to do? Are we going to take some out? We're going to add. What are we going to add to, or what are we going to take away? Thinking. And if you notice, everything that I'm saying has nothing to do with a woman first. It has to do with what the fuck I'm going to do for me. For me. And that, at the core, that's all it is. Me, my, I. Because that's how I see the world, okay? But I'm going to try to show you guys how to see the world as well. But what I'm saying is that you are all things. And the thing is about this core of you, because you're at the head of this table of different yous, all the different yous, you're at the head of the table, okay? The thing is that your role, you got to be over everything. You got to be over your film department that takes photos of you. You got to be over your video department to make sure that your videos are good and how you set up your videos. You're interior decorator. Everything you don't even think about, you are in total control of. And there's only one purpose. There's only one way of doing things, and my way, because everything else is wrong. And I don't want to do it anybody else's way, because I'm not trying to be somebody else. I just want to learn how to do things my way, because if I do it my way, then I can look to me to be my own motherfucking way, not go your way, because those motherfuckers don't know where they're going. I know where I'm going. I'm going to grab another shovel, another pickaxe, and I'm going to grab another axe, and I'm going to tear more forest in my mind that I've never tapped in before, and tear those forests down and keep building and expanding me. That's all I want to do. And in my process of doing all this, friends will come, friends will go, women will come, and then they'll come. And they may go, and they still might come as they go, but they will come and they will go. And that's how it works. Let me get to some of these questions and all this real quick. We'll continue. I'll break all this down to you. I got a few to answer these. Are we to have a roster of women? Do the women have a roster? I don't care. Tony, I don't know. I tell you this much, and I'll be honest with you. I expect beautiful women to have their roster of guys. I expect them to have their chauffeurs, their maintenance guys, their suckers, the guys to go to dinner with, the shoulders and the banks and all that other stuff. I expect those things because I'm not being those things. And I encourage women to find those things. If that's what you're look, if you want that, then do it. And again, I always give them the contract they can't refuse. You can see whoever you want. Do whatever you want. I'm not going to run behind you. Not going to, when you want to get at me, just let me know. And as I'm talking, I'm looking all the way over there in my drug lab and say, what are we going to cook up? Or we're going to get this one hooked. Because usually what will happen is, and it happens all the time, you never tell a woman not to cut off anything. You never try to tell a woman to do anything. Remember, it's what she feels when I'm not around, but it's also what she feels when she's around somebody. See, it's another level to that I didn't even talk about. But that's the drive back. She realizes that there's more to me than that person, and they begin to cut people off. And that's where you got, no, you shouldn't do that, you know. So don't worry and don't care if they have other people. That shouldn't be a thing. So what are some examples to use as answers when they want to elaborate on the topic of getting to know them in a more intellectual value, strength of character? Okay. Everything I'm showing you is all only about position, okay, about four. And I keep telling you, and the reason I use four, because it's simple. And all I want to do is lead her to my four. I don't care how we get to my four. I just want to make sure every step we do is leading her to that. The reason why I tell her I want to get to know her intimate way, or I tell her when I saw you, I told myself this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in an intimate way, is because I have already used the future. I've set it up and positioned this move to automatically force her to think that I'm thinking sex, because that's what I want her to think. That's one of the reasons why I'm saying it. The main reason is I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't have women friends. I don't know what that friendship shit is. I don't have no women friends type. I don't know what the fuck that is. But what I'm saying is that I'm thinking way ahead. Okay. And I know if I bring out the word intimate, you guys think sex, they think sex as well. But remember, this gives me the opportunity in the beginning where most guys are too busy walking on eggshells and beating around the bush, gives me an opportunity to educate her. Can't elevate her yet, but I damn sure can educate her. Now, I can get a little bit of elevation through the laugh, the smile, the think, the blush, and the reaction. I can get a little bit of elevation, but that's just not enough. But this allows me to give them an education, but I then force them in a different pigeonhole that they've never been in. You see, when a woman meets a guy, these guys are so damn thirsty. Women are on the top. They're in the catbird seat because the guys are pandering after them and never challenging them to be more than just ass and titties, because they accept the basic things where man doesn't accept the basic things because he knows he's going to get that shit for fucking free anyway. He's going to get the pussy. That's a gimme. So when I say I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, and she's like, well, sex, what do you mean? I'm not that kind of girl. All this stuff. This is my chance to educate her, because all I'm doing is being honest with her. Listen, even though I am sexually attracted to you, that's the truth. There's no lie. I'm not hiding from that shit. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, that's not enough for a man like me. Now, and again, here's my issue, not my problem, but this is my issue. My issue is I run into beautiful women all the time. And my biggest problem is they're all beauty and no substance. But I'm going to explain to you the why behind why I'm saying this. Because if you want to know the thing about women, I'm only taking their biggest fucking complaint and swinging that bitch around and forcing them to stand on the Tampax of their biggest complaint, which is, why can't he see me for what I am on the inside? Why am I just ass and titties? Why can't you see me for my personality and all the beauty? Okay, all right, well, then we're going to challenge you on that. Because that's why I want to see, does your character, all that inside shit you say you want people to know about, see, women just say that shit because they know guys ain't going to even challenge them on that. But what I'm saying is that I want to see, because, again, I meet a lot of women, beautiful women, but my biggest issue is there's no substance. They're just hollow inside. I want someone whose character matches her looks. That's what I want, but also educate you on intimacy. And the thing about intimacy, and this is the truth, intimacy can be a look. It can be a smile. It can be a hug. It can be a touch. It can be the way I look at you. It can be the way I put you, hold you. It can be the way I rub the side of your face. It could be a whisper in your ear. Intimacy is a wide range of things. It's not just sex. It's not. But that's how I set it up. Because I want to position myself to do something different than everybody else. Because everybody else, she knows you want to fuck. Right? She knows that, right? But she knows a lot of you guys don't know how to ask for what you want. But I'm not necessarily asking for what I want. I'm saying this is what I'm demanding. I need character because it allows me after we get to talk to each other, it allows me to utilize what I used in the beginning. It's another setup. This is how beautiful it is. And the reason why it's beautiful is because character is a woman that knows what she wants. Character is a woman that's not going to beat around the bush. And if that's why I always tell you the I don't knows, the maybes, now think about it. I'm not sure. I'll get back to you. That's why you're gone, because I told you. What did I tell you when I first met you? What was my biggest problem? I'm running into beautiful women all the time. Listen, getting a woman is never going to be my problem. My problem is finding someone that has character. I see this is why I got to let you go. Because when I talked to you in the beginning, I need a woman that knows what she wants. And I don't know, and I'm not sure, it's telling me you don't know what you want. And that's fine. I'm not mad at you. But for those reasons, I'll let you go. And here's the beautiful thing about it. Some of them will get mad and come back. Some of them will say, fuck you, and come back. Some of them will go away and not come back. And regardless of what they do, I still don't give a fuck. But it fucks them up because it challenges them. It throws them off to be challenged to say that, wow, there's a several things. There's so many layers to this. And I just said to hit one more. I just give you one of a million experience. See, the man that has experience is going to tell, yeah, I see other women. Or I meet a lot of women. Of course, you're a player, you're a ladies man. Yeah, I love women. I love talking to beautiful women. That's why I'm talking to you. But, you know, I'm trying to see if you're beautiful. I'm a beautiful motherfucker, but I'm trying to see if you're beautiful, but the only way I can see your beauty is looking behind the mirage and the lies, cutting through the makeup, cutting through the weave, the eyeliner, the makeup, and all that shit that they cake on to sucker you motherfuckers into submit to them. I want to cut through all that shit and see you for what the fuck you are. That's what I'm going to do. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. So That's what I'm just saying, man. That's just how the game works. So, but let me continue. I got to continue to the show. Guys, you want to call in? The lines are open. Let me answer this last question real quick. Then we'll continue because the show we're doing is I got some shit for y'all. So let me grab this last question and let me see here. Last question, Steve. After my bid, the first text message. What are the next steps to practice, execute, leave her, invite me in like a vampire? Well, the invite. Okay, you're okay. The first text message, to make it simple, because let me explain something to you. This is why I always tell you guys, when you go out your door, never go out for a woman. Go out to do whatever it is you're doing. Why? Because this is going to play a role in the future. It's another position point. You go out and do whatever it is you're doing. And then when you happen to run into a woman, you put your bid in, everything works out, then you can tell her how you met. And once she says whatever she says, that's when I'm setting up the date. Now, once we set up the date, okay, that is when I'm going into the flexible fours, okay? Meaning the way I'm going to work on the invite is how I communicate. It's the communication after the setup of the date, okay? So it's not that point. You're looking at the wrong point. It's after she's already said, okay, let's go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, Saturday, 7 o'clock, feed the ducks, whatever. And she's cool. Once we get that down, now it's time to go into my flexible four. My flexible four is what? Land, sea, and air. I can't go space yet because, remember, she doesn't trust me. So what I'm working towards is knocking down the levels of no trust in the 12. When she's accepting of the date, the trust is probably at a 7 or a 6. So I'm halfway there because she wants to go out with me, meaning she does trust me enough to go out with me. So the no trust is kind of like gone. But once I get to that 5, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do it in a different way of communication. So that's when you text, voice message, and video. Those are the things that's going to show her. Because through the photos and the videos and all this stuff, I'm using my amusement park, my crib, to position me to get her to begin the conversation of sex. I'm not going to bring up sex. I'm going to get her to bring it up. Because when I get close to that easel and I take a shot of that, and she'll remember, y'all got to understand what women do. They'll look at you first. And then afterwards, they look at your surroundings. And that's something a lot of guys miss out on. They look at your photo first. Then after a while, they look at your surroundings. And why do you think I position myself around the surroundings? Because eventually it's going to come up. It's either going to be a question or a statement about the easel. It's going to be a question or statement about the shower. It's going to be a question or statement about the wine above my bed, which gives me the opportunity, that's just a position, to go ahead and then move it towards flirting and sex by utilizing those things. It's easy, man. But those are the ways that you do the and get your invite, brother, okay? Just to let you know, okay? You said, what are the traits of a woman with character? Well, brother, that's what I'm saying. What is character? Okay, it's not what character is to me. This is what I keep trying to tell you guys. It's not what character is to me. What is character to you? What are things about her? Oh, yeah, shout out to, thanks for the likes, but shout out to the 179 that broke the record, man, my set record on the 15th, 21. I got always say shout out to you guys. Alex, thank you for the 159 likes. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the likes. And y'all guys listening, thank you all you guys. But what I'm saying is, as far as character, I can only talk for me. See, character to me is I want a woman that knows what she wants. She's not going to beat around the bush. You know what I mean? Listen. And she's going to be free of worrying about judgment because I don't judge women. I don't even judge my goddamn self, so I'm not on that judgment shit. So I'll never judge her because I'm trying to expand whatever she's doing. Remember, elevate or educate. That's all I'm trying to do. So, but her character is, what do you deem worthy of your time? Disrespect ain't in there. Yelling in there, coming late, being lazy, not folding, cleaning, cooking, and why all that stuff. I mean, it's a laundry list of things for me. But you have got to ask yourself, what are things that you want to see in a woman? You got to look for those things because I'm not you nor you're me. It's just that I got a standard. So they can't be any disrespect, any drama. You know, that's why I'm always drama free. I don't even deal with drama. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. You will never ever deal with drama, because drama will be handled quick and swiftly, very fast, very swiftly. So we don't even handle. Let me check the phone lines real quick. We don't We don't handle and deal in drama. But what I'm saying is this. Okay, so what I'm saying is, going back to your core, gentlemen, is that, let me make sure I take the question. Give me a second. Guys, I got a question. Just put a Q in there. I got you. Just want to make sure the question. Okay. Just want to make sure the question's down. So gentlemen, what I was saying to you guys is that it's not that you are technically managing all of you, all the yous, okay? Okay? Everyone, you're managing them all, okay? All right? And you are, there was a powerful line, because I'm going to add in the book, like before every chapter, I'm going to add those lines. And I got to add this line in there. It's from Peaky Blinders, I think it is. Peaky Blinders? It's called Peaky Blinders. What is it? But when the woman asked him, what is he doing? He's saying, I'm talking to myself. Wait, he says, I want to make sure I got the right quote. Hold on. I'm going to get the right quote. I'm going to tell you the quote because it's going to connect it. Let me see. As long as, here you go. It's this right here. Okay, this is what he's saying. He said in there, it's just myself talking to myself about myself. That was powerful. Powerful. So it was, I think it was in season six, but the woman, the maid asked Tommy Shelby, whatever his name is, Tommy Shelby, she asked him what he was doing. And he said, it's just myself talking to myself about myself. That's the core. That's it. Oh my God. Y'all don't watch Peaky Blinders on Netflix. Y'all won't understand what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, that's it. Myself. Talking to myself about myself. That's it. That's the secret in the sauce right there. That is the secret in the sauce that they don't tell you across the street with all that theory and complaining about women. Because there's nothing wrong talking to yourself, because you have to do that on a constant basis. You have got to be one with yourself before you can be one with anybody. And that's why you can't be one with anybody, because you're three with the one or four with the one, or, you know, you're just not one with yourself. You're so many different, many non-selves. I mean, when you're regurgitating somebody's theory, you're not you. You're the second best whoever that person is you're following. And that's what y'all don't understand. That's where all those guys are fucking y'all up when y'all, whatever, what was the flavor of the month? I mean, we go, y'all go for Metal, Be On Your Purpose, No Fap. Go out of the country, high value man, female nature, hypergamy, all them goddamn fucking goofy ass motherfucking words. All you're doing is just regurgitating it, meaning that you're trying to be the person that's telling you the bullshit, and you are trying to just regurgitate his stuff to him. And that's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm just trying to get y'all to see, to understand. So why all this is important, because you must, again, I'm just saying, it, listen, what I'm saying is this. You must think about thinking. I'm going to say it again, motherfucker. You must think about your thoughts. You must think about your moves. You must think about the moves that you are going to make in the future, the present, and you think of the things in the past that don't hold you down, but things you can utilize to catapult you either in the present or the future. You got to think about motherfucking thinking. But also what you got to do when you have a situation, or what you want to call a problem, what all you humans call that shit, you got to be able to look at whatever it is and be able to define it. You cannot solve it unless you are able to define it and see what it and why it is affecting you. Amen. See, this is these are the roles, okay? These are the roles. How you move, your ideas, but also implementing everything. Everything. Because, excuse me, at the end of the day, if it's not going to benefit me, I ain't implementing that shit. If it's wasting my time, I ain't implementing that shit. If it's beating around the bush, I ain't implementing that shit. I am not wasting my life over anything but me, period. Thinking about thinking, isn't that just asking myself why I'm thinking why I'm thinking? Well, it's asking yourself why you're thinking why you're thinking, but what are the answers that you're getting for the why you're thinking why you're thinking? Because some of you guys, even my clients, they're like, well, you're worried about rejection. Why? I don't know. Oh, okay. Well, is she a stranger? Yeah. Well, why you worry? I don't know. Worry about rejection. I'm just nervous. I'm just worried. See, on your level, you're thinking about your thinking, but you're thinking about why you ain't shit to you, because every thought that you have is attached to a fucking judgment. The judgment is the poison. The judgment is the poison. And we've gone over four of them, right? Judgment of self, judgment of women, judgment of fitting in a narrative, and judging other guys. Looking at somebody else and defining yourself through another man. Four fucking judgments. And a lot of y'all have these things. And this is why you'll never meet who I'm talking about right now, because there is no any poor me victim in this thing. Your scribe, your marketing team, your culinary school, all these things, they're in their seat, they're sitting straight up, and they're waiting to be told what to do next, and they on it. And they taking their notes, classes, they after the meeting's over, they shuffling their papers, they getting up and getting to work to build a better you. That's all that's going on. You can't have that when your thinking is on the level that it's on, because you can't see what you're not even supposed to see, because you don't even know there's more out there, because a lot of you guys out there think that I can't do it. It just can't go. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I heard a motherfucker the other day talk about, well, I'm going out of the country because American women, you know, they just so this. And here's the million-dollar question. Have you dated every woman in America to make that standard, to make that statement? But they don't see it. But what I'm trying to explain to you guys out there, they're not supposed to see this part of the game. You're not supposed to see it. Because this is so deeply woven in you that only a few can access this. And I'm telling you right now, if you're judging yourself, judging women, trying to fit into what they want, or you're worried about other men, you will never access what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm just letting you know. I'm just being honest with you. But I don't know. You know what you are to yourself. So I'm not here to judge you on what you are. I'm just telling you, you can't get this best part of you as a victim, because there's no victim in this build. You cannot be poor me. I'm ugly. I'm short. I'm fat. You can't even get in the doors to get up to the top to see this motherfucker. And this is the core of you. It's that thing. I remember told you that one thing that got you to the egg. That's that motherfucker. That one thing that got you to the egg. Because I'm telling you, you all have him, but most of you guys cannot access him right now. What is the difference between playing a king versus, because it's the difference of a guy wearing a mask. So many of you guys like when they call in the shows, like on Sunday, you always hear the guys on the shows. What do they do? Hey, Steve, I got women. Hey, Steve, I'm good with women. I got a lot of women. I don't have no problems with women and all this other stuff. See, when you play king, what you're doing is actually lying to yourself. But then you want to sell that lie to somebody and let them, and you want them to validate your lie by you telling them that I see a man doesn't a man doesn't do this. Hey, my name is Robert. I'm a Pisces. I have a great job. I'm 6'4". I've got a chiseled body like a god. I've got a nice car, nice clothes, you know, and I'm all right with women. Man, that motherfucker is the worst of them all. Because if you got to tell somebody all that shit, then guess what? That ain't you. See, it's not about being king. It's about you getting the respect of a king or who around whoever's in front of you. They treat you with the utmost respect. But see, when you're playing king, you're just playing games like you did in fucking elementary school, and a lot of you guys are doing that. You're just playing games. The theory game, the red pill game, the fucking hypergamy. All you're doing is you're a bunch of grown-ass men playing kiddie games, and just like in elementary school, ooh, yucky girls and all that other shit, and it's just the fact that you know nothing about girls. So you rather try to tear these motherfuckers down. And I ain't say they were special. I'm never going to say they special because I am deemed them special for me. But what I'm saying is that you can't do that, man. Let's see here. Does that mean you have to believe you're – no. You can't handle or have a belief in something that you know nothing of. Kings or men, you can't just – that's like me – leaving elementary school and being like Doogie Howser, MD, and being a surgeon. Doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't, the game doesn't work that way. You have got to, you got to get your axe, you got to get your pickaxe, you got to get your Paul Bundy, your ox, blew the ox, and you've got to, and you as a man must tear down the walls of you and get to know you and move for yourself. And if you can't tear those walls down and you can't move that way, and then it's just not going to work for you, man. It's not going to work for you. So you can't be something you don't know. Because most of you guys can't rule yourself, how can you be king? Because most of you guys can't sacrifice women, how can you be king? Most of you guys can't say no to women, how can you be king? Most of you can't even walk away from women. How can you be king? Most of you guys fear women. How can you be king? You can't just say I'm king and think you king. No, the behaviors have got to be in line with the mind. And I keep trying to tell you, behaviors in line with the mind. Let me check the lines real quick before I answer the other question real quick. All right, lines are open, guys. But let me answer the question, RL. For a picture twice, she asked, RL, here's the thing, brother. You asked for the picture twice. She asked what happened if she didn't send it. This is where you went wrong. See, you justifying I'm a drama-free man should have been told early on. Because you've already established something with her and she don't believe you're drama-free. That's why she's doing all the shit she's doing now to you. See, what you should have did is, you know, shoot me a photo, let me see you. Well, what if I don't see your photo? You know what? Why don't you go ahead and take care of yourself? Do you remember when I first met you, I told you I want to get to know you in an intimate way? You asked me about what does that mean? And I told you how important character is. Well, I need a woman that has character. There's too many women out there for me to have to sit around and beg a woman to do shit that most women would do for me for free. Take care of yourself and walk the fuck off. See, you charged her, but the problem is you did it with emotions because you're trying to lash out one last time at her. We don't do that. the hit in the gut to her is walking the fuck away. But see, when you say, well, I'm a drama-free man, then you let her go, nah, because then she knows you and your feelings, and then you lose right there. So, no, it was, I'll give you a C+. I mean, at least you did it. At least you did it. Let me check something real quick, gentlemen. Let me see. Come on, give me something. Give me some. Give me some, girl. Give me some, girl. Let me check something real quick. So, yeah, I got y'all questions. I'm going to answer y'all questions and everything, but I'm going to continue this because y'all are asking great questions, gentlemen. I just want to let y'all know. Y'all are asking great questions. What is this? Oh, shit. Okay, let's look at this. I thought that was shit. All right, so y'all are asking great questions and stuff like that. So very good questions and stuff like that, man. You're good, RL. It's all love, bro. It's all good. It's all good. Jace, let me see here. Yeah. Yeah, it's great question, though, brother. I appreciate it. Very good question, man. Y'all got questions. We got you covered, man. I appreciate that. I love the dialogue with you guys. I'm not here to make you feel silly, stupid or anything like that. I want you guys to see what you're not seeing with all these other motherfuckers. But like I said before, okay, see, everything I'm showing you is actually the end process of thought. And it's not thinking just to have a thought. It's thinking of how I'm going to move her to my four or move her away from my life. Because if she's not going towards my, you see, guys, I always tell you guys to tell me something a woman will say, and I always have something to push her towards my four. Well, that's how it is. All I'm is me, benefiting me. But let me say this to you, because I don't want you guys taking what I'm saying as in, well, if I meet a woman and I want to come over to my place, then I'm going to walk away because she ain't on my foot. Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. I told you, we're not about that quick fix. Get her to the house because you're placing judgment. It doesn't work for you. So that I just want to make sure, because I don't want y'all guys saying, well, yeah, I told a woman come over. She said no, and I charged her like you told me to. And I didn't say it like that. So that's why I wanted to make sure I clarify that, okay? See, everything that you move and every thought that you have has to have one goal in mind, and that is improving the effectiveness of you draw a line. Improving the effectiveness of my culinary school. Do I need to add more of this when I spit more flavor? Do I need more of this when I'm sending the voice message versus the video message versus going live? Do I need to do this with the photo, the videos? This is what I'm saying. I'm always trying to improve the effectiveness, but I want to be a better efficient at doing whatever it is I'm doing. I'm never satisfied with me being efficient because I know I can be better, and that will be always my dog chasing its tail. I'm good at what the fuck I do, but I'm never satisfied, because if I become satisfied, then I'm complacent. And I come complacent, you know, I might as well just fucking die at that point, because I'm just like, what use am I to me by just being happy and satisfied with whatever's going on? But what I'm saying is, how can I be more effective in the process? How can I be fast at it? Faster than I was before? How can I move faster on the thing? How can I be smoother? How can I be more romantic when it comes time? How can I be more seductive, more smooth, more kinky, more dirty, more nasty, more naughty, more, you know, freaky? All these things. Everything. Because everything is clear to this person, because it is all about me, the core. This is the thing. If you want to know what that thing is, I always show you. I mean, if you want to, where did I put it at? Give me a second, guys. Hold on. Let me find out where I put that bitch at. Where did I put that motherfucker at? I'm not there. Y'all got questions, guys? I got y'all. Put your questions in there. I'm just trying to find what I wanted to send y'all. I'll show y'all real quick. I don't know where I put that joint. I thought I put it up. That's from yesterday. Sorry, guys. Okay, so at the core, when I say your core, if you want to see him, This is him at its core. What I'm saying is that he was all about him. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm getting to the egg. That core didn't give a fuck who's around him or what is in front of him. He is getting to the destination. And that's why I say that all you guys have that, because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't be here right now. But see, they don't talk to y'all about that. But that's what I'm saying. So I don't want y'all guys to think that I don't want you guys to think that you have to conjure this guy up. He's there. And the reason why I know he's there is because you are here now. Because you use a part of you. Now, he was on autopilot at that time, but he got you to the egg. He was the first person to make you a winner. You won. But what is the thanks you gave the person that had you winning, got you to the egg? What is the thanks you gave him? I'm not good enough. I'm too short. I don't. Women don't like me. Women are going to reject me. You know what he said? All right, I'm just going to go the fuck away. I'll just hang tight. Because I can't help. I can't work with that. And I'm not going to. I'm telling you, he won't work with you. And I know a lot of you don't even, you never met, you know about him because you're here, but you will never meet him thinking the way you think because he ain't fucking with you, man. Listen, I don't want to say losers. I don't want to use, I'm just using the analogy. I'll use this as an analogy. It's like the cool guys not hanging out with the losers. The fuck I'm going to be with a loser for? But if you want to see it in real life, it's women not hanging out with the majority of you guys out there because women don't want to be around other women or men that act like women. And a lot of you guys act that way, very emotional, your feelings and all that shit. You can't access this part of you. But once it is accessed, then there's something different. Hi, Steve, just found your chair and wish I start getting acquainted with all your ideas. Well, either book a consultation or go start off with your puzzles. Go to the Walmart or the dollar store and get your 100-piece puzzle set. Dump the puzzles out, rip the box up, and start the process. Then we'll get together that way. So, but I welcome you. I welcome you with open arms. And all you guys, I welcome all you guys with open arms. Guys, I want to call in and ask a question. I got you covered. But we're chopping up something deep today because no one talks about this thing. Nobody talks to you guys about this because you're not really supposed to know about him. He's there. But he's not necessarily there because you pushed him away. He did everything he could in his power to give you the start that you had here. You're here. You're born a winner. But somewhere along your way, you stopped listening to him, him as in you. You stopped listening to you. And then all of a sudden, you started worrying about what he thinks about me, what she thinks about me, the rumors they think. And all of a sudden, when you stop looking in the mirror and you start looking out the window, that's when that motherfucker said, bye. I don't belong here. I just sit and just chill the fuck out. I did my job. But what is the things he get? Oh, I'm scared to talk to women. I'm not good enough. I can't get a woman in America, so I'm going to fly fucking 10 hours spending $3,000 for what, a three-minute nut? Fuck out of here with that shit. Continue with the next question. So Popo, oh, the organization, it's called the 100 Club. It's called the 100club.org. Now, see, I'm a lifetime member. I think I donated $1,000. So I got a gold sticker. So, what happened? And I just tell you, just real quick, I'll give you the why behind that. See, remember I keep telling you, There are things happening, and there are rules to the road, okay? Remember I tell you about the law of the street? But I found a loophole in there. Now it's, I'm not going to say it's not like secret society type. It's just under deep underground shit that only a few people should know about, not y'all guys. Y'all probably see them all the time. You don't even know that. You know, if you're driving around, you see somebody with a sticker that says 100 on there and it's got a fireman hat or a police thing. A lot of people don't even understand what that fucking shit means. You know, it's a quiet little society of motherfuckers. But what it is that, and I just say this for the black men out there, or and there are white people that get pulled over, beat, harassed, and all of this stuff. But I'm just saying that if you're worried about driving, I always get that because it kills all perception. Because as soon as he sees you, there's a perception that you're either a thug, a gangster, or something like that. And then when they get behind you to check out your tags and they see that sticker, you've already separated yourself. I just tell you real quick, I'm a speed demon. I tell you right now, I speed. I get put. If y'all see me on Facebook, every time I speed, I always show you I get a warning. I always post my warnings on Facebook. Whenever I speed and get pulled over, I always get a warning and a thank you from those police officers. Why? Because I played the game. I know how to play the game. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to play it. It's up to you what you want to do it, but I don't mind. And what it is that what I'm doing is I'm giving – I give a donation to the falling firefighters and the fallen police officers that died in duty, and you get a sticker. And then when those police officers pull up or pass you, or I could be going 75 and a 65, and a cop roll up by me, and he'll just give me a nod and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I get it. I mean, I've been having this for a while. I mean, I've been having this shit for over 20 years. So in 20 years, guys. I got so many warnings. I don't get tickets. They just fake me and shit and keep on going, man. But that's just game right there. I'm just showing y'all a little bit of game, okay? That's all, man. So I'm just saying that there's always a way. But I'm saying, I always keep telling you, there's levels to all this shit, man. There's so many things that's going around the world that we don't know about. And it's like, again, like I showed you what Kevin Spacey said, don't think the president is the most powerful motherfucking man in the thing. It's not the president. There's some families that are stronger. Hey, there are families in which these congressmen and senators or whoever's going presidential candidates, they must get approval of these motherfucking families before they can even get into the motherfucking White House. That's how deep the game is. But everything is layered and underground stuff that some people know, some people don't. So it's all good. Now, hey, Ruben, make sure you just, Ruben, if you talk to me, put a Q, okay? Please put a Q, okay? I'll answer this because I got to continue what I'm talking about because there's so much I got to talk about. And then we'll carry this over tomorrow, guys. So I don't want you to think I'm not going to rush it. We'll carry this over tomorrow's show, definitely. Women says she likes me. I made a move and she plays and says I'm busy. I told her I don't play, I'm out. She came back and said the same thing. What can Master Dean tell me? Of the show. Well, what I'm saying is you told her don't play me out when she came back. Okay, wait a second. Wait. The problem was when she came back, you accepted her back in without setting up the standard of how she should handle herself to you. That's where you went wrong. See, a lot of y'all guys take what I say, which is fine, but you're not using it the right way because if she comes back, this is not you. I just don't open the arms like this when you come back. These are the rules to come back. And do you understand that if you do this again, I'm gone for good. That's how you got to talk to them. But no, I'm saying, dog, what I would say to this thing is that just go ahead and charge it and learn from this and just realize that when she's busy, that's when I cut her off for good. And if she comes back, I let her know the reason why I cut her off and I don't want to waste my time. And if you're wasting my time, I'm gone. Why is a judgment to invite a wait? Why is it a judgment to invite a woman to the crib? Okay, the reason why it's a judgment to invite a woman to the crib is because every woman that you meet in the beginning, and please understand this, Baz, what I'm saying in the beginning, and I'm not saying she is, she just thinks she is. Every woman that you meet thinks that they are God's gift to every man. They think they have values. They think they have morals, and they live by biblical rules or the Christian rules or the Quran, whatever you want to call it, right? They when you first meet them, okay, all right, they think they're special, okay. Now listen to what I'm saying, okay? Yeah, the belief system, right? Goes back to the belief system, right? So what I'm saying, Baz, is this: when you ask a woman to come over to your house that you don't know to fuck, who thinks she's special, who thinks she's valuable, who has morals and all that other stuff, what are you telling her she is to herself? You're saying you're a whore and a slut. So what you're saying to that person who might be one, but you're calling her one. See, the problem is that I'm sure that's part one of a million fuckers, but I'll give you two fuckers. It shows the lack of experience a man has by doing that, because it shows the thirst, because desperate men don't move that way. They never move that way. And yet they do have women come over the first night, because the women are intrigued enough and women position themselves to come over. We don't ever ask. They want to come over. We don't ask them to come over. They want to come over. That's the difference. But the difference is that I know, and that's why I always tell you, you must be new, is that you don't understand yet. And I just want you to try to get this. Every woman you meet, even though she might be a whore, she might not be shit, whatever she is, when she meets you, she cleans that fucking person that she knows she is, and she puts on this mask of thinking she's special. She thinks that I have morals, and I'm a good girl, and I deserve a great man, blah, 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 right? Okay? All right? So when that happens, that person that's saying come over, you're saying you're a fucking slut. I don't know anything about you. You're a whore and a slut. Come over. So do you actually think a woman who thinks she has a morals and values is going to just go over to your place? Hell no. Why? Women are so scared right now because y'all, not you guys, not you, B, but these red pill motherfuckers that's raging and beating up women. There are men that's beating, killing, and hurting women just for them saying no. So a lot of these women are on edge. And a guy is saying, come over to my house, you don't know anything about me, then what the fuck are you going to do to me? Are you going to rape me? Are you going to tie me up? Are you going to beat me up or something like that? They're on edge. But what I'm saying to you, if you do say it and a woman comes over, do not kiss her. Do not eat. You just wrap your rubber, spit on it, and hit it, and don't do anything else. Because if you ain't got no game and a woman comes over and smash you, dude, all the motherfuckers before you, just don't kiss her. Don't go raw. Don't eat it. None of that stuff. Because if she coming over there, there's an agenda behind that shit. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Let me get to this next one real quick. Let me see. I thought there was a... Let me see here. Before I get back, let me see here. I think it's Jay. What's that? What is the... Wait. Someone said something about Drake. Wait. Yeah, there you go. What do you say about Drake? Dude, come on, man. Have some common sense. Drake doesn't have to do anything. Drake has got money, fame, and all that other shit. Women just going to come. But, you know, women are attracted to musicians. So it doesn't matter if you have money or not. But if you're on stage and women see it, everybody that's on stage has groupies. Again, I told you, I just write poetry. Y'all go to my poetry thing. You know, y'all always go to my poetry page, check it out. But I've got groupies. I've got groupies, and I just write poetry. So if I'm on the other side of the spectrum and I'm just writing music and all that other shit with the stuff and what I'm doing, and I got a fan thing, shit, I can imagine what he has. Because I got a large fan base of women that love that shit. So you can imagine what he has. So it's just when you're able to talk that yak and touch women, in so many ways, get it. What is the best way to set up a kiss on a date when you're alone with a woman? What is the best way to set up a kiss on a date when you're alone with a woman? I already told you that, J98. You don't listen to me, man. I told you what to do. Use the waiter to set up the kiss. That's it. You should already know. You listen to me too much, man, to ask that damn question, dude. Come on, man. Got to be better now. Let me check the phone lines before I continue. I'm sorry, lines. I apologize, guys. 714-646. I'm sorry, guys. 714, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, can you hear me, bro?
What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
All right. Okay. I'm the guy that called yesterday.
I know you are. How can I help you, sir?
I know, and I just,
I was misunderstood, so I just want to clarify something real quickly. When I mentioned having we were talking about purpose and everything.
Okay, you go ahead, sir.
Okay, bottom line is this. When you seek out your purpose, whatever it is, you're doing it for yourself, not for anybody else. You're doing it, and hopefully it's your passion. And your passion hopefully can become a job and make money out of it. So you're strictly doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for anybody but yourself.
Okay.
That's number
Let me answer that. I'll let you finish, but listen. That's not purpose. It's just responsibility, man. You're just responsible. I mean, if you're doing something outside of yourself, like looking for a job, that's not a purpose. That's just you finding a way to make money and ends meet to pay your bills and live a certain lifestyle. That's just being responsible. That's not a –
You're right. Right.
So that's just being responsible. So I don't want the guys to take and misconstrue words the wrong way. Because a lot of these guys on the internet, they use that word purpose in the wrong way, and it's responsibility.
You're right.
It's just being responsible. Okay. Go ahead, sir. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Let me clarify then. What I mean instead, forget purpose. Let's get more definitive. Let's say if you work your ass off and you become one of the best in the world at something, you know,
yes, sir,
like a Drake, or let's not even say that level. Let's say you're in the top 100 at anything in the world, you know. What I'm saying is, if you reach that level of, you know, purpose, or if you just reach that level, if a man reaches the level where he's one of the best in the world at something, anything, it's legal, what's going to happen is he is naturally going to have such confidence just because he's achieved that against such great odds that he holds himself, walks around, and carries himself, even if he doesn't even tell women what he does, he's going to walk with such a manner, people will just automatically know that this man has charisma, he's got character, he's got, in other words, you're just going to know he's special and he stands out. Well, and that in itself will attract women, and it'll attract other people. And you don't even have to – yeah, I don't walk around telling women I'm some famous filmmaker. So what do you have – that's what I meant, Mr. Williams.
No, it's fine. But, sir, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to say. Listen.
Okay.
The thing that most guys don't understand in the game, okay, is that I'm never going to knock a man for his hustle, okay. But what you do, who you are, what I learned when I was 9, are two totally different things. Who you are and what you do, two totally different things. And what you're talking about is what you do. But you can't stand on what you do as a who you are, because if that what you do is taken away, then what are you going to be without that what you do? You see what I'm saying? You're saying that a guy that, you know, perfects and he's the best at what he does. That means he's great. And 646, I got you next. Be paid 646. Sorry for the wait. But when you do something good, you're good at that. But that's the same equivalent of a guy being good at home. But when you get in the game and around a woman and you don't know what to do because you can't ride. I'm not going to say you. Let me say not film. Let's say I can train horses. I'm a horse whisperer.
Right.
So stupid. All right, I'm a horse whisperer.
So
as a horse whisperer, I'm the best in the country. I'm the best horse whisperer, and I got confidence. I can, hey, ma'am, you know what? And I get that horse. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, and you give me this day, and I'm going to do the horse, da-da-da-da-da. And I got all that confidence. That confidence is only attached to me and the job I can do. Now, when a woman sees that confidence and she comes talks to me, if I don't learn me and how I handle myself with a woman, not the horse, then the confidence is a false confidence. It's a real one when it comes to the horse, but it's not real when you're around a woman, because a woman is going to, if you don't know what to do when you're around a woman, as in telling her what to do versus not telling her what to do or waiting for life to happen, that's when the turnoff is going to happen, my friend. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, listen,
okay,
you can have confidence outside of yourself, but that's what you do. who you are is something a lot of people don't work on because they live on the, real quick, I'm going to say it because I know you want to say something. They live on the what I do. They stand on their nice cars. They stand on their clothes. They stand on their Rolex watches, their Armani suits, and their nice BMW cars. But when you rip all that stuff away, like the Wizard of Oz, because I know you are old, you know the Wizard of Oz, the story. They're the quote-unquote the mighty wizard, right? But once you pull that curtain back, or when Dorothy pulled that curtain back, it was a little scrawny man back there pushing buttons. And that's normally what happens when a woman sees a guy that stands on what he does on the outside. It's what you are on the inside that stands out when you're not sure. So you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, when you have money, you know what they say in those rich-ass stores. If you got to ask the price, you can't afford it, so you shouldn't even be in the store. So
You're right.
So when a woman sees a man, I don't have to tell her I'm confident. I don't have to tell her anything. My behavior, not my clothes, not my money, not me riding the horses or anything, it's how I interact with her without blinking, stuttering, oohing, aahing, talking about a bunch of miscellaneous bullshit, asking a bunch of basic, boring-ass questions. I'm working for me and me alone. But see, I don't have to tell someone I have confidence. They'll see it. Does that make any sense, man?
Yes. Can I just say my little speech real quick?
Sure.
I agree 100% with you. Maybe it's just because I'm in the film world where I work with actresses, or the EDM world where I film hot chicks and stuff, where obviously I have to be able to interact with hot chicks and hot women.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, you there? Hello? 714?
Yeah.
You fell off. Yeah, you have to work with hot chicks. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. What do you say?
Okay, so it's a little different.
Wait, your phone.
Me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. It's a little different. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm working around hot actresses and people like that, so it's different for me because, you know, I'm working around women, so I don't have that problem. And you're absolutely right. A lot of guys who spend so much time, you know, becoming great at something, if it's not an art form where there's women around, they spend so much time practicing whatever they want to be great at, like a sport, that they never have time to even deal with women, you know what I'm saying? And look at PJ Washington, you know, he got taken advantage of, or any of the other guys are.
Right.
Because
all these guys, rappers, it's not just music. Look at all the guys that have money. All people have money that had, like, I won't say Jeff Bezos, because that's business, but Dr. Dre or someone like that who had billions.
Yeah.
And had, you know, but what I'm saying is that you're with women. I don't think you're with hot women. You're with women who are insecure as fuck, who are looking in the mirror damn near every day, hating the motherfucker in the mirror, because if there's a pinch of fat, they're 300 pounds. They've got to cake on makeup. They've got to use Botox. They got to put on makeup and plastic surgery to hold on to their youth. So to me,
that's 80% of women, bro.
I'm sorry?
I mean, first of all, if they don't do that, personally, I find right now, at 63, almost 64 years old, I find 80% of all women that I see out there literally unfuckable. I would not fuck them if they paid me. So that only leaves 20% left.
Well, no, that's cool, but I'm just saying that that's what I'm trying to teach these young men. The women are not sexy and beautiful. I'm sexy and beautiful. And I determine if you're sexy and beautiful by the way you handle me or not handle me, how you treat me when you're around me.
Yeah.
But see, I don't want to give something to a woman that she doesn't deserve yet just because she knows how to she has a good make. Because in your department, what you do, you know you have a makeup team that what? Has skills to take a mud duck-ass woman, sit her in a chair, and paint her face in such a manner that she can look like a runway model. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm still working with hot chicks. I mean, let's face it.
No, I'm not saying they're not hot. I'm just saying that they're at the end of the day, whether they're hot or not, they're still women. They're emotional and very
They're still women. Oh, yeah.
Right. They're still women. Right at the end of the day. Right.
Let me ask you, is it okay? I'm just curious. Is it okay if I ask you how old you are?
50. I just turned 50 in August.
Okay, 50. Okay, so I'm 63. Okay, so... you remember then, which a lot of these young soy boys, so to speak, you remember the old days when, I mean, these young guys, they won't even have ever heard this term, but you have. Remember the term jive talking, and remember how back in the day in the 60s and 70s, like the black men, not just the pimps, but black men, period. I want to tell these young guys, they were the best fucking jive talkers of anybody. These guys could fucking talk about game, man. These guys were the king of jive talking. Am I right or wrong, bro?
No, you're right. But no, that's what I'm saying, that back in our day, we had, you remember, telephone, we had phone booths and shit. We had pen pals and shit. We had to, you know, I couldn't, when I was like fucking 10, I couldn't make a long distance call. I'd get my ass whipped because the bills were high. You know what I mean? So we.
I one time called a chick from Anaheim to Arcadia. I was on there 2 hours. It was like in the 70s and it cost $20 for the call.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I'm trying to show the guys the thing is that if we wanted to talk to women, we had to get off our lazy fucking asses and go all the way across. If we were couple skating or it was a dance or a school out and stuff, we had to go all the way over there risking them saying no and us having enough courage to go over there and do it. See, we couldn't text her. We couldn't get on Facebook or Instagram. So it was different back there. But that's why I'm trying to show the guys out there that you've got to be able to take away the technology and be, because when you are on a date, you shouldn't be on your phone. You should be one-on-one.
No, no.
Yeah, so a lot of these guys, all they're doing is doing the technology. I'm trying to get them off
all these guys should fuck all that. All these guys, no matter what age they are, they should be just meeting women in person. And I find the best way to meet women in person isn't really a work environment because you don't want to sit where you eat. But I find that, you know, I'm a pot smoker in California, bro. So, like, I go to these pot shops and, you know, like, I've hooked up with a couple of these chicks that are, like, 25 to 30 that I've known for 2 years. I built up a rapport. And it's cool because you know when they're working. You know where they are. You go in there. You build up a rapport. And, you know, it's like you're not pressuring them to have sex right away. So I find, or another good way is to meet. In the old days, we used to meet chicks through, you know, like my sister would introduce me to, I banged at least two or three of my sister's friends, you know? So we had different ways of meeting people. It was just way better, bro, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was way better, but I'm just saying, because people think it's changed, and they got it easier now. Because if we had that technology back then, because we did it without it. So now if we have it, we should be easier for us. But I got to grab you, but I appreciate the call and appreciate the clarity and everything. And if you ever want to call
And I apologize for, you know, I mean, I don't know why Coach Gio went off on me. You know, I complimented him. I told him he was a dad, you know, but he called me a loser. So, I was trying to say that he's a Chad. He's, you know, a good-looking guy. So obviously it's easier for him to get fucking pussy than the average dude. That's the only point I was making, you know, which is true, you know. So anyway, you and I seem to, you know, we're on the same page. So do I have your permission, since I was decent this time, to call in again?
Yeah, sure. I'm a man. Yeah, if you want to call in, we chop it up. This is good. You can call in whatever the fuck you want. I'm good.
Yeah, we jive. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, 714.
Okay, Stevie.
I respect to you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. All right. Oh, wait. 714. Wait, don't hang up. 714. You there, brother? 714. You there?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Are you a Fox guy or CNN?
I'm really neither. What happened is I'm an old school liberal from the 60s and 70s, and what happened was the Democratic Party left me when they became woke and all this shit, and even though I'm still a registered Democrat, and the Republican Party has joined, they've actually moved over to where I am, because in the 60s and 70s, it was the liberals that were fighting for free speech and against the establishment, and now, you know, this woke culture has fucked everything up. So even though I'm a registered Democrat still, I haven't voted in the last two presidential elections, so I'm mostly an independent. I would like to see someone like Rand Paul become president. So, you know, I never voted for Trump. I never voted for Clinton. I didn't vote for Biden because he was a fucked up
okay.
city senator, but that's basically where I am.
All right, sounds good, man. Okay, well, yeah, call back. You got a question, man. We'll chop it up, okay, my brother?
One more thing. Are you live every day?
Just about every day, yeah. We try to kick out as many shows. I'll be live tomorrow because I got to continue this tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm going to be live tomorrow as well.
All right, and if you see Coach EO, will you just tell him that, you know, it was just a misunderstanding and stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm cool.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, bro, Steve. Thanks, and I appreciate you taking my call. You're a man.
Well,
you're a real man. We need more like you.
All right, respect you, brother. Thank you very much. I had to go 646. I mean, sorry for the long wait. 447-819, y'all are next. 646, how can I help you, man? What's up, brother?
Good evening. So my question is,
yes, sir.
How to have more interesting conversations without asking, as you say, basic boring questions? Because
okay.
I find sometimes like that I kind of tend to go back to the basic questions because
all right.
I don't
all
know
right,
what
I
to say.
All right, give me an example. I'm gonna show you. Okay, you be my waiter. All right, wait. I'm gonna show you. Let's do this thing. Okay, tell me something a woman has said to you. Like, what is the first thing she would? What would she say to you? Just tell me something that you have been on a date. And what did she say to you? What did she say to you?
You have a nice smile or nice teeth.
Okay, nice smile, nice teeth. All right, let me write that. Hold on, let me get my little pad out. Teeth. All right, nice smile, nice teeth. Okay, anything else? After the smiling teeth?
You smell good.
Okay. All right, I'll go with that. Okay, watch this. Now, okay, I want you to be my waiter, okay? I want you to be my waiter, okay? All right, I'm going to show you how
okay.
it works. Now, wait, let me ask you a question. I'll be your waiter first, all right? And I want to see what you do. And then it will go into the teeth thing, and I'm going to flip it, and I'll show you how I do it, okay? So, hello, 646. My name is Steven. I'm a Pisces. And welcome to – wait, hold on. Let me use – because I always like to use the guys in the chat room. So let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a sec. Let me grab a chat room guy and use it. Okay. Welcome to Primetime 21, sir. My name is Steven. How can I help you in late? What would you like to order? What would you say?
I'd like to order some of your red wine.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's back it up. Let me know how you're setting up the date. Let's take one step back. Let's take one step back. How are you setting up the date with the lady?
So you're asking from my own history how
yeah,
I set
yeah,
up the date
yeah,
in the past?
Just your last one. Like, you know, you're taking her to this wine place. How are you setting that up? Tell me, how are you asking her out?
I would generally speak
okay,
to her
say?
Over the phone.
Yeah, I know that, but what would you
say? Oh, okay. Okay, I would say, hey, okay, great. I understand now. I would say, hey, there's this nice, you know, wine shop that I frequent. They have a lovely selection of red wines and also some whites. I think you would enjoy it very much to join me at this place.
Okay, that's okay. I'll give that a B. That's not bad. Okay, so then now we're there. Okay. Welcome to the Delta variant. My name is Steven. How can I help you? Then you would tell me that you wanted me to go get your best wine. Okay, and then once you get the best wine, and she says to you that you have a very pretty smile, what would you say to her?
I said, I would say, I mean, shit. If you spend enough time with me, yeah. Wait, hold on. I got to respond.
No, I got to stop you there because you remember, this is not Twix. You know what I mean? It's not a Twix commercial where you can eat the Twix and freeze time and think about, oh, shit, what I would say. So you already kind of, because. It's no hard. I'm going to ask you a question and everything, but I just wanted to see where you're at right now because you're not leading her to your four. which means you're not leading her to an end game. Now, let me show you what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to start where you are setting up the date, okay? Now, are you watching me live as well? I mean, you got me low down, but you watch me live because I'm gonna talk and show the guys. So if you want to go back at the 2 hour mark, you can, and then go back when I'm showing the guys. So this is where I'm setting up the date, okay? So first, what I'm gonna tell her is, you know, and all my guys know, you know, the only place we take them is in the corner, my dick on your forehead, the balls in your mouth, to the wine thing that I've sound checked already. When I go to a wine bar, I sound check for three things, okay? I sound check for the music, the wine. That's a wine, guys. I'm sorry, it's an ugly little bottle right there. And what you see, that little square, is a cheese board to go with the wine, okay? Music, and then the intimate area, okay? Now, these, I'm going to use these things, okay? Now, this is how I'm setting up my date, because what you did was okay, but you didn't paint a picture. You kind of went between stick figure and Mona Lisa. That's why I gave you a B, because you did give a little more detail than the average guy. But what I'm saying is, I know this beautiful wine bar called, let me see the name of the wine bar, I'll give you guys name, called Tony's. Or Tony, hey, it's called Tony's Dangerous Rust or whatever, right? And the beautiful thing I love about this place is that it is a great atmosphere, great music, and it's a great time. And it's also, what I love about it is they've got this beautiful, intimate area that I love where you and I can get away. I also love not only the wines, but the cheese that goes with it. They have the best cheese boards to go with the wine. And then another thing that I love about it is the music. And have you ever heard the music of, let me find one of the guys out there. Have you ever heard the music of, let me find a guy, I'm trying to find the guys in the chat room. Crocky Bear? Crocky Bear? Fuck Crocky. I guess that's right. Crocky Bear. That's the art, the band, whatever. The thing I love about the band is that the leader of the band, Freelance Ronan, has his group called the Crocky Bear, and I love the music, and it just brings everything together, the intimacy, the wine, and the music, and I would love for you to be a part of that. And I'm free on set. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference right there? I'm breaking it down of why I want you to come to this place. And if it was coffee, the reason I love this coffee place is because see, when I go there, I call it a sound check caller. So when I go to a coffee place like a mom and pop, I'm asking questions. Where did the coffee beans come from? What part of Ecuador did they come from? Where the fuck did they come from? Or where did the tea leaves come from? Because that's information I need to take. Where do they come from? And then what are your pastries that you have? All right, let me get one of each and see what goes right with whatever cocoa. So when I'm setting up So when I'm setting up the date, I'm explaining the why I want to take you there. Okay, that's phase one. Now, phase two, now you are my waiter, all right? You be my waiter, caller. All right, I'm sitting down with I'm my girl. Okay, you come up to me. All right, go ahead. Go.
So I'm asking you what you like to order?
Yeah. You're just a waiter. Just play waiter, and I'm sitting down with my girl and everything, and you come up to me and be the waiter. Go ahead and be the waiter.
Hello, guys. Thank you for coming to Tony's Wine Bar. What would you like to order?
Wait, you got to give us your name. Remember, you always get waiters always.
Okay, got you. Hello, guys. Thank you for coming to Tony's Wine Bar. My name is Shia. I'll be your waiter for today.
Hey, wait.
What would you like to order?
Hey, Shia, before I order you, how you doing, big dog? Hey, Shia, my name is Steve, and this is Stephanie over here. And Shia, let me tell you, before you order, let me tell you what happened, Ty. Let me tell you how we got here, big dog. I'm over here minding my own business trying to get me some Fruity Pebbles and everything. So I'm at the store trying to get my Fruity Pebbles, and then I have a bone pick with her. There she is sitting over there looking sexy. Hey, Shire, wait a second. Check this out. And I'm going to get out the chair. I'm going to grab her. I'm going to pull her out of the chair, and I'm going to twirl around. I'm going to say, Shire, tell me something. Hey, Shire, tell me something. If you saw this in the store, would you go get your Fruity Pebbles, or would you put your bid in? Shire, what are you saying?
I definitely put my bid in.
right. So wait now. You and I are laughing. I'm giving you dap. I'm giving you love, right? Then I'm like, hey, Shire, peep game. Listen, I just want you to do one thing, and I'm saying in front of you and the woman. Shire, when I ask for the receipt, I want you to take an extra 5 minutes because Shire, that's what I'm going to want for the kiss, big dog, okay? All right, so you got me covered, Shire? You see what I'm saying? And I'm saying that shit to you and her, so I'm already setting up the kiss right there. Now, well, here's the cool thing about it. You and I should already know each other because I frequent in this thing all the time, okay? So you're going to take her order and you're going to walk the fuck off. And you know what's going to happen? She's going to wait, he didn't take your order. And guess what I'm going to say? He doesn't have to take my order. He already knows what I'm ordering. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, the difference? And then, okay, yeah. So now she says, you have a very nice smile. You have a pretty teeth. Now, I'm going to show you how I'm going to take that, and I'm going to lead that to my four, okay? I'm going to lead that to my four. And basically what I mean by my four is towards the flirty and all that other stuff to talk to her, okay? So, I it's not that like, I really appreciate, the compliment and everything, but if you can only see what I'm looking at, then you will smile. I mean, to be honest with you, when I first saw you, I did crack a little bit of a smile when I walked over there. And as I began to get to know you a little bit better, pulling back the curtains and pulling back your layers and seeing some of the things that we have discussed and learned about each other, now you see why I'm smiling, because I know, matter of fact, and Shire knows as he's about to come over here at the end of this, let me tell you why I'm smiling right now. I'm smiling because before I ask Shire for my check and everything, I'm going to tell you the play I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, how does that wine taste? And you're going to tell me. And then what I'm going to do is say, okay, and I'm going to slide a little bit closer to you and say, okay, well, let me taste it. And then I'm going to lean over and kiss you. And then I'm going to tell you that, you know what? That wine on your lips tastes much better than it does the glass. Now, I missed a question. Am I saying anything about where she does for a living or where she does? I'm not doing that. You see what I'm saying? I am taking situations and using it to benefit me to make her smile, think, laugh, blush. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Steve. So let me ask you this. So I like that you have, like you said, you have an end goal, right? So you kind of know what you're doing and why you're doing it. But let me ask you this.
Sure.
Because generally it doesn't go so smooth because then the woman might throw a curveball, for example, and say...
Go ahead. What would she say? What? Say what?
Like, for example, tell me, what do you do for a living? I don't really know much about you, We're having fun, but tell me.
You're learning a lot about me. The thing is, I don't necessarily like talking about what I do because to me, that's like on the level of me asking how many lovers you have. I mean, that's a really personal question. And, right now, we don't know each other well enough for me to divulge that type of information. But you know how I'm going to make it up to you? Let me slide over here. Come here. I mean, you see what I'm saying? And there's nothing a woman can say that I can't use. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Another one. Throw another curveball at me.
So tell me, what do you like to do?
Well, what I like to do is what I'm doing right now. I love this is why I brought you over here, because this is something I love to do. I love to sit, and I don't drink much, but I like to sit, and I like to enjoy nice jazz while I'm sitting here in the company of a very sexy woman. It's the kind of things I love to do. But I'm not going to ask her what the fuck she likes to do. And the reason why I like to do this is because it just gives me a chance to relax and just be around people and just enjoy just the nightlife and let the night go wherever it takes me. I don't have any expectations, and I want to make sure that I'm with a woman. She doesn't have any expectations, and if she does, leave them at the door, because it looks like you are leaving at the door the way you're smiling right now. And you know what? Just enjoying the night and seeing where it takes us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Still not asking. Still ain't. Give me one more because I don't got to cut. Give me one more because I'm showing you. I'm never going to ask her a question. I don't give a fuck about her asking questions. I mean, shit about me. But I can carry a conversation, but give me something else. Give me another curveball.
So where are you from?
Well, I'm from my parents, but, sometimes I really don't feel like
Come on.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I'm just to make her laugh. See what I'm saying? Make her laugh. No. Well, I was born in Washington, D.C., lived most of my life in Maryland and Virginia and a little bit in D.C. I I was in the military and things like that. I got a chance to go to overseas. I was in Baumholder, Germany, and you know, I'll tell her where I'm from. But where I'm from, I can also spin that off. You are, like, think about a TV show that has a spinoff. You know, they take a few cast members and they have a spinoff. Mm-hmm. So I could take where I live and spin off and give her a story of some of the stuff I used to do when I was small. Because I could tell her I'm from Maryland and D.C., but I could go into, you know, when I was small. You know, I always loved to get out of the house and adventure. And that's where I got my creativity, my sense of a vivid imagination. And I love to have fun, you know. I just love to live. And that was my parents that allowed me to go out and experience the world and not force me into a cubbyhole. But watch how I do this, caller. But see, that's the thing I loved about my parents, and that's the thing I also enjoy about a woman, is that I love drama-free women. I love a woman that doesn't want to force me into a pigeonhole of, you know, what religion am I, what is my political affiliation and things like that, where her and I can do more than interview each other, where we can just talk and learn about each other versus interviewing. Because if I were to interview you right now, which I'm not going to do, that means I'm trying to be your friend. And I told you when I first met you, I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. So I need to know your character, and I'm finding out your character without asking you questions about your character. Oh, wait, here he comes with our wine. You see what I'm saying? You see how I did that, bro? And this is part of the conversation class course, but what I'm saying to you is, and I'm using a little bit of the Texan Toolkit as a branch, but all I'm doing is just making it about me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I get that a little bit. Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what she asked me, because I'm just going to talk about me. And she can come along the ride and tell me things about her, but I'm never going to ask what she does for a living, what school she goes to, and all that shit. I don't want to know that shit. I want to know, what is she bringing to my universe that other women aren't? Because if I were to ask a question, because sometimes they'll be like, you never ask me any questions. All right. I'm only going to ask you one question, and one question only, okay? And I'll do that. I ask you one before S Dog comes over here with our drinks. I'm going to ask you one question only. And I promise after this, I'll never ask another question again. And we'll just talk after this. Is that a deal? Deal. Okay. My question is, what makes you so special? What separates you from all the other women that I meet? That's my question. If there's a question, that's right. The only question I'm going to ask. What separates you from see all these women out there? What separates you from all these other women? I want to know. That's what I'm saying. So if you want me to ask a question, those are the kind of questions I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, great. And this is the last quick question. You can answer this quickly, because I know that you have other calls.
Yeah, no. Well, you wait. I had you on a long time, so I'm giving you a little call because he was waiting a long time, and I apologize for having you on long. But wait, hold on. Let me tell the other guys that's on. Hold on a second. Wait. They fell off. So you got time. So take your time. They jumped off. So go ahead. What's your question?
So how you just laid out this conversation, like the strategy for a good combo, fun conversation at a date. How would you have the same type of conversation that's fun over the phone? For example, let's say that you like how now, you know, there's a lot of places that are.
We're on the phone right now. Tell me something the woman has said to you that's throwing you off, and I'm going to show you how fast it is. Tell me something that you're on the phone with her and you feel like, oh, shit, I'm at a stuck point where I can't move any forward. Give me a scenario and I'll show you.
Well, one question I get all the time that I'm used to actually just avoiding it and deflecting is, you know, what you do. So that's the kind of question I get from every single woman. What do you do?
And what I'm doing is talking to you right now. That's what I'm doing right now. As far as what I do for a living, I really don't like discussing that because I just don't like to give out personal information to someone I really don't know that well. That's just like me asking you how many guys have you slept with. And I'm never going to ask you that question. Don't answer that question. But, you know, I'm not going to get that personal because I don't like giving out that information. I don't know you well enough. For all I know, you can have dead bodies in your refrigerator. You know what I mean? I would say that shit. I'm serious. I would say that. And I'm being honest.
Right, right. Right.
And if you don't like that, so fucking what? Listen, no fucks taken, no fucks given. You know what I mean? Well, I don't give a fuck. So I'm going to tell you what it is.
Right, right.
But I could tell you what I was doing when I met you. I was getting me some cereal. Because I always ran out of Fruity Pebbles because, you know, when I was a little kid, I always loved cereal. And the thing I loved about the most about cereal was not only sitting down and watching Saturday morning cartoons, but the thing about cereal back in the day, they used to have a prize in the box. And I would take my dirty little fucking fingers every time we got a brand new box of cereal, and I would dig my grubby hands all the way to the fucking bottom of that cereal box to get that present, that prize. Because you know what? I am determined, and that's the kind of young kid I was, and that's the kind of man I am today, going after what I want. This is why we're here right now. Because when I saw you, I said to myself, you know what? She is the kind of woman, like I told you before, you're the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. And that's why we're here right now. Do you see what I'm saying? See how I took it and swung? I swung that shit left, swung it right, and brought that bitch right back left. You see that? Because that's my
right,
four.
Right.
You see? Yeah, that's my four. So that means I can get to my four, 3 plus 1, 44 minus 40. There's so many ways to get to my four. As long as I'm on my four, meaning as long as we're going towards physical, or we're going towards her interest in me and more than friends, I don't do friendship, then we're good. But I'm trying to get the invite at the end of the day. I'm trying to get her to invite me in. That's what I want. I don't even want the sex right now. I want the invite because that gives me everything. Because that's how greedy I am. I want it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And you have that would be for a conversation? Mm-hmm.
Send me an email with your number and everything, and I'll call you and I'll set you up, because I did talk to you a little bit before I set you up with something, okay? Because I just don't want to tell you something. I mean, I just want to talk to you a little bit. But since you want, you have any other questions or anything a woman would say before I continue? Because I just want to show you how easy it is. I mean, it's not.
It's easy for you, man. You're the master.
Easy for you too. But you have everything you need. You just don't know that you have it. That's all I'm saying. All I'm doing is talking about me. Because who else do I know better than me? Right? Me. So give me one more before we go. Give me one more curveball and see how I can spin this thing off. Because, wait, be game on this. Think about your question, but think about this. See, when you walk off and don't take my order, that's a power move right there. Because at that point, she's going to ask me, why didn't he take your order, which is good. How many other women do you bring here? What are your intentions with me? These are all power moves just off of you taking her order and walking off. See, when she says, wait, he didn't get your order, I'm going to say he already knows my order. Oh, do you go here? Yeah, this is one of my places I love to go. Oh, so do you take women here all the time, the ones that I'm interested in when I want to?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? See, everything I'm doing is a position. So that means every time I see you, we're going to shuck it, we're going to give dap, and we're going to go through the whole routine the same way. If it's Betty, Jolina, Portia, Mercedes, whoever the bitch is, you and I are going to go through the same thing. You'll come up and introduce yourself. I'll be like, what's good? We might talk a little football. Then I'm going to say, introduce you to the lady and let you know what the fuck I was doing for her. I'm going to say, dog, come on, man. You bite her neck and take a treat. You see what I'm saying? You and I are going to laugh at each other to death. I'm going to tell you next time you walk off, let me know because I'm going in for the kiss. And then you go ahead and take her order and you walk the fuck off. And she's going to say, well, hey, you forgot your order? And I know he did because he already knows what the fuck I want. Oh, well, how many women do you? You see how I did that? I'm moving her where I want her to go, but I'm not forcing her to go anywhere. Her curiosity of everything that's happening right now is like, this man is in control of shit. He told me about the intimate place. He told me about the cheese, like we're having cocoa. He told me about the cocoa, where the cocoa beans come in. He broke everything down. That's my only, these are my spots. I'm not taking any woman anywhere special. They're not special. So I'm going to the same place. Every woman, same place. So go ahead and give me a question. Give me one more real quick.
So Steve, do you have any kids?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do have kids. Oh man, if I have a short sleeve shirt, I'll pull up my arm and show you the list of kids I have. Yeah, I definitely have kids. All my kids came from a marriage. Okay, yeah, I love children. I'm a family man, but I don't. But the eagle has landed. I'm not having any more kids. I was too important. I could sneeze on somebody. See, if I sneeze on you right now, I'll probably get you pregnant. So the eagle has landed. I'm not having any. But see, you that little chuckle. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get that out of you.
So some questions you answer and some bend it?
I don't mind telling about things like that, but I'm not giving you personal information. Like, financial is personal. I'm not going to find, like, my job is financial. That's personal. That's personal.
Okay.
None of your business. Because what I would say is, see, my job doesn't define me. This is what I do for a living because it pays the bills, but it doesn't define me. That's not who I am. That's what I do. See, remember, I don't talk about what I do. I talk about who I am. So I don't make it about the things that I do. I always talk about what I am. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense. Yes.
Yeah, and that's why conversations are great, because I am talking to everything she's saying. I'm turning it around to be a little bit flirty, a little bit of fun, to make her laugh, to make her smile, to make her blush, to make her think, to make her react. You know what I'm saying? All these things. See, at the end of the day, I want her to actually say, and they always say this, well, why aren't you seeing anybody right now? You're such a, you know, such a laid back person. Why aren't you in a relationship right now? Well, the reason why I'm not in a relationship right now is I'm not looking for a relationship. Then why are you talking to me then? Well, because like I told you before, you caught my curiosity, but now I'm just trying to see what you are about that is going to either get my attention or show me that you're worth my time. And I don't mind saying that. I'll say that shit. That's not mean. I'm just being honest with it. I'm just saying that, you know, see, this is why I like to do that. I don't know. See, the thing is, I don't like rushing anything. I like to take my time.
Perfect,
like,
curveball, Steve.
Like, yes.
So what if, you know, one thing I've heard before is, so, you know, I'm looking to, settle down and,
I think
you know, have a relationship, you know, within a year, a couple of years.
I got the A, and I think that's wonderful. And I think if you try hard enough, you'll find that guy, and the two of you will live happily ever after. But for right now, I think it's great that we sit right here enjoying ourselves and seeing where the night takes us. I'm not falling in that trip, dog. Hey, look, I'm all for it. Hey, look, hey, listen, if you are looking for something long-term, then the only long-term thing I can give you is dick and bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. I can be that dick on the side long-term, and they will accept that. See, Carter, here's the thing. A lot of women always say to me, even back in the day, I would never – date a guy that has other women. I don't want to be a notch on somebody's belt or whatever the fuck they say, or on their banister, whatever the fuck is. And they wonder why they end up with me, because the way I position myself is that I'm not trying to change her belief system. See, most guys are trying to change the belief system so they can get to the pussy. See, the belief system is connected to what's between their legs, okay? And they're so busy trying to get what's between their legs, they don't understand you don't fuck with the belief system. You never try to change what she believes in. Because if she believes that she should wait fucking 5 months to give a guy a hug, I'm not going to argue that shit. All I'm doing is positioning myself so then when her and I get together, there's going to be what I call the Great War. And the Great War, for all you guys watching live, the Great War I show you guys, I always tell the guys that's on the show, let me show the guys this while I'm talking to you. The Great War is this, is when her emotions and her behaviors, that's what I'm after right there. The behaviors and the emotions are always going to supersede and change the belief system. They're going to override it, meaning that he might not be my type of guy. You know what I mean? He might be, you know, I like guys that have muscles. You know, I like guys that have muscles and all these other things, right? He's not my type, but I can't stop thinking about him. He has the body I like, but when I talk to him and he opens his mouth, he sounds like he don't know what the fuck he's doing. So, I mean, those are the battles they're going through. So What I'm doing is I'm doing the battle between her morals, right, meaning she's a good girl and she has to wait 5 months, versus her emotions saying, I miss him. Because that's how I set it up through the way I talk to him, through the land, sea, and air. Because my voice, see, when I send her the voice messages that most motherfuckers don't do, that means she has access to me when I'm not around. And that means she can press my drug and get my dope every time she presses play. And I don't even have to be around for that shit. So that, but see, the way I'm trying to structure it for the guys out there is that it's not about what I am when I'm with her. It's what she thinks about me when I'm not around. Or is what you guys force her to think about me, because you're like, not you, caller, but I'm saying a lot of guys are just average guys, but I'm not average motherfucker, because I'm drawing out things. I'm showing her through the wine above my bed, through the colored lights in my shower. I'm showing her samples. You remember at the mall, all I'm doing is giving her samples of what it's going to be like to be with me. That's all I'm doing. I'm not forcing. Listen, I'm not forcing her to fuck me. I want her to realize fucking me is the best thing for her. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to force her to fuck me, because I'm not trying to fuck. I'm trying to get her. I'm trying to get the invite. That's all I want. That is all I fucking go after. That's the first thing I want. That's my first four. I want the invite, because the invite gives me every. I get access to everything. I get to everything, not just what's between her legs. I get what's between her legs, what's in her bank account. I get it all. I get it all. And it's submitted to me. I don't have to fight for it. Whereas the guy that's going after the pussy shows a lack of experience. Because the motherfuckers that get ass, you know, we just laid back in the cut. I'm not rushing this shit. And that's going to throw her off because I'm not rushing it. It's going to throw her off because I'm not talking about sex. It's going to throw her off that I'm flirting with all this other stuff. But why isn't he? You know, she's going to start asking those questions. Why isn't he trying to push the envelope? But yet, when I'm not around him, I think about him. Or yet, if it's late at night and I can't call him right now, I still got his voice message he sent me the other day, and I can play that over and over and over and over again. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Got you. I like that. That was great information.
Okay. All right, yeah. So, yeah, just get at me. Send me a message, an email, and a number. And when I get the chance, I'll call you, and we'll set you up a program. Okay, my brother?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Guys, get back to the show. Thank you very much, guys. Again, we're going to carry over this tomorrow, because there's a lot that we got to talk about and all that stuff. I see y'all got a few questions in there, but let me get back to what we were talking about. Then I'll answer some questions, and we'll keep going. So what I'm saying to all you guys out there, the core that I'm talking about that most of y'all don't even know about, Now, this might be the first time that you know you have it, because the one thing I don't want you guys to ever realize that you don't have it, because if you didn't have it, you wouldn't be here right now, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have it, but it is not going to work for somebody that does not believe in himself, meaning he can't work for you if you don't even believe in you. That goes against the grain right there, okay? But what I'm saying is that you guys out there, okay, is that it's very, very important, okay, is that whatever is going on with your, whichever you call a situation, as the top of you, the God, the King, or whatever you want to call yourself, Emperor, I don't care, whatever you want to call yourself, you're always detaching yourself from the actual problem. Remember, this goes back to the theater, gentlemen. All you guys remember the theater. All the ones that are, y'all remember I talked about the theater. It falls under the same thing. Remember, guys, I'm trying to get you to detach yourself from the first theater that you guys go into when you tell yourselves you're not good, or you're too fat, or you're too ugly, or you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough, or your house is not big enough, or your car isn't new enough, or your clothes aren't smooth enough, whatever that shit is. What I'm saying is once you can detach from that first movie theater, telling yourself, the detachment is, I buy the tickets, I choose the time of the movie, and I pick where I sit. And once I realize that I have that power over myself, I also have the power to not go in that theater and go into the next one. But that's how game works for self. See, you have to detach from whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish and allow those things in you to work for you, to work for you guys. Now, I hope that wait, let me just make sure. Hey, Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate I know it shouldn't be free, and I got you guys. Hold on a second. I'll answer. I'll give you all an example. Okay. All right. I'm going to go just grab this, and I'm going to show you something. All right, guys. And this is a class participation moment. Now I'm going to take the top 10. What is this guy's problem? Tell me what is this? Why is he losing? Come on, guys. Everybody in. Now, hey, the MedTal lifestyle, this is no knock on you, sir. I welcome you with open arms. But I just want to show you why it is you're losing right now. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let my class tell you why you're doing it. And if you read these guys that are coming in right now, this is why they are students of the game. And this is why they are getting the A fucking plus. Because young man, okay, listen to what you're saying and listen to why you are what you are, okay? Now, this is no knock on you because you're new. But we got to get you to stop doing what, if you look at it, if you notice everybody in the class, they're saying all the same things because they see the issue in you, meaning the woman has already figured you out. I've already figured you out, but I want to show you how cold it is when you learn game. Young man, you're saying, why are there women out there? And you just failed with the first question. Because these guys that are saying all this stuff, everybody that's saying these guys, or look at all these guys saying what they're saying, they're right. Because we don't give a fuck about what women are doing, okay? All right? Want to be man stealers. So what? I don't care if they steal a man, use a man, trick a man, beat a man, or punch a man. You want to know why? Because that man ain't me. So whatever she does to you or your boys is none of my business, okay? Hey, Bernie, Ella, I got you on the Super Chat, brother. Thank you. I got you 1 second. Sound mine, I got you too, dog. I got all you. Give me a second. But I want to show you this. Listen. They said it's because they are bored or just that sort of thing. You're placing judgments on women that you know nothing about, young man. And this is why you're failing. You fail in the name that you have, and you fail in your statements, and the classroom has showed you why you fail. Because this is the wrong – listen, if you think that way – now, I welcome you with open arms, but if you're thinking the way you're thinking, you're in the wrong room because we're men here. We're not bitches, okay? This is a man room. It's a man space. We don't complain about women. We're not from MedTal land and that goofy-ass shit that's four doors down, to the left, get off our fucking mountain of ass and titties, get in your rocket ship, and go towards the village people, happy rainbow land where men cuddle with men place that goes far, that is the distance of Earth to the fucking fourth galaxy of nebula. You're in the wrong motherfucking place because we're men over here, okay? We don't talk that way, okay? I just want to let you know. So if you want to learn how to be a man, be a man. But if you act in feminine like this, we can't have you, brother. But thank you for the question. Hey, Dangerous Russ, I want to say thank you, man, for the love, man. Appreciate you. Sound Mound, shout out to you, man. Thank you, Sound Mound. Hey, B, thank you, man. Steve mentioned us dogs, the man mindset to sharpen our sword. Like, hey, yeah, dealing with the radio, all perspectives based on the volume of the mouthpiece. Yes, sir. We don't get tuned into this radio station. Day, but hey, B-Dog, respect, man. Yes, absolutely. And all you guys, hey, that's what I love about you guys, the class participation, man. And I got you too, Paul G. I got your question. Give me a second. But I really do appreciate you guys, and that's what we want to do, class participation. You all got A's on that shit. I'm new to the show. I see Rosa Taylor, got an 11-year-old relationship, been needing this game. Oh, thank you. Hey, E-Dog, welcome to the show, man. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it, man. Let's see here. Hey, you ride your bike in the winter. I'm trying to get my cardio right. Can you recommend? Well, yeah. Listen, just grab a bike. I just grab a bike, man. Look, this is what I do. This is what I do. Let me check my phone. What I'll do is I'll grab a bike, and I will put like 4 layers of clothes on to get a good sweat, and I'll just ride that motherfucker, dog. That's all I do. I just ride like 5 miles. So that's 30 minutes. Just, hey, just get your radio, get your phone, download 30 minutes worth of music, pop that shit in, listen to a talk radio, and just bike and get this app right here. Let me show you. Let me show you the app. Let me show you the app. Let's see if I pull it up. Hold on. Let me show you the app. It's a free app. It's called Map My Ride. It's called Map My Ride, okay? So this is how it works, see? All you do is you just hit the button, and it maps it. So let me show you what it looks like. If I can find a map. It's like they changed the fucking app and shit. Let me see here. Let me see if I can get you a map and shit. But I'm going to answer this question. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me kill that. Yes. Hold on 2 seconds. Shit. So let me see. See on there on the side, they got the workouts and everything. So let me show you workout routines. So, shit. Hold on. Routes. See how you can see, like, say I do 5 miles, 5 miles, 5 miles, 5 miles, right? So it just shows you the route I took to do the 5 miles and shit. How long it took me and all that stuff. So that's just it right there. So that's all. So it's just called Map My Ride. Check that out, okay? Let me see. Buckeye says, I'm going to ask you a question. Let me see. I know women are nosy, but what does a girl want to know about my butt? Well, for real men, they want to know that because they want to, it's not really about the body count. It's more about the experience at the end of the day, brother. That's where it comes out at. Let me see. Let me see if I got answer all the questions. I want to finish up with some of the other stuff. Let me see. You're saying, why does my ego hold me back from taking a risk? Well, because there's just no lack of belief in yourself. That's why it's holding you back. Can you elaborate on what the invite is? Is it her literally inviting you to a place out on it? No. The invite is what I learned when I was young as the rule of the vampire. See, I want her to feel safe enough around me that she allows me into her mind. I get a free pass here. That's where I'm trying to get into. I'm not trying to get that because this gets me that and everything. See, you guys that want that are just getting that, but I'm getting everything. I get it all because I'm going after the right thing because this is where all the power is. The power is here. It's not there. You guys give power away because of that down there. But the power's right here, brother, okay? Let me continue, guys. I want to show y'all because, see, here's the thing real quick. See, how you communicate with you, and let me give y'all the prime example real quick. Guys, we're going to carry this over tomorrow, so don't think I'm not going to forget. We'll do a part two to this. But let's get to how you communicate with yourselves, okay? So as I said before, you're at the top of the board. You are the main one. And those chairs are the different yous. You remember I told you your studio, you got your studio, you got your film room, you got your guide that guides women on you and guides women through your place. You got your scribe, you got your mental weight room, you got your mindset of being creative, you got your culinary school that puts your flavor in the eyes and in the ear, you got your library, your librarian, you got your government, you've got your warrior, you've got your sexual amusement park, you got your marketing team, and you got your drug lab, just to name a few. So you have all those things at the table. They're at the table, gentlemen. And what I'm saying is what you have to do is your thing is proving the communication and the flow of you. That's all this is about. I can tell you it's about you. It's the one thing a lot of y'all guys don't understand and why y'all don't have flow because y'all are not even ones with yourselves, okay? Because
I'm all about time because remember there are fixed and flexible fours. And a fixed four means that you're never changing it. A flexible one is how many ways are you going to get to your four, okay? So you are always aware, but it's always the objectives of what you're trying to do for the different parts of you. See, what a lot of guys don't understand is they think it's all about just going up to a woman and just talking to her. And that's why y'all are losing. Because what do I keep telling you? I've been telling y'all for over 30 years, you lose when you're walking out your door because you're never set, you're never establishing. Wait, let me take you on the line because the lines are down. You're never establishing a mindset for how you move, not, listen, oh shit, I just, fuck, let me put a Z, fucking bring that back. Damn it, I just hit the shit. I hit the wrong button. So y'all are not establishing a mindset of how you move, okay? How you move, how you do things. Hold on, let me see here. I'm going to put that back up here. Let's just put that there. Okay, so let me continue. So, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is this. This is how deep it is. And see, people don't talk about – YouTubers don't talk about this shit because they don't want you – motherfuckers don't want you to know this shit because they don't even know this shit, okay? But everything that I'm doing is number one is I'm doing everything I can to be more efficient, more effective in how I think and how I move and stand on my square, right? How I think, how I move, and stand on my square. Now, if y'all like, well, Steve, the square, what is the square? Square is not necessarily a four. I just use four. What I'm saying is knowing my whys, defining it, standing on it, and expressing it. I will give you guys a prime example because I did that. I just did that, guys, a few days ago. And let me show y'all. I'm going to show you how deep it is. See, the average guy is going to see this. Wait, watch this, guys. Shit. Watch, guys. You ready? Okay. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all how deep this shit is. Now, those average guys will always see, and again, I'm showing, just simplifying it. The average guy will see C-spot run. But the average guy, when he's on a date with a woman, he will either say, he will say C-spot run.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Now, let me show you how a man sees shit. Watch this shit. I wish I had different color markers, so I just can't. Every line is a way of communication. Why do I want you to see spot? Okay? Where is spot? Why is spot where he's at? Who is spot? Where does spot come from? Where is he running? Why is he running over there? And why is he running over to the left versus running to the right? You see what I'm saying? I'm not just saying C-spot run. I'm breaking every little word is a four that I can reach my goal with. I don't have to say C-spot run. I can start off with C. I want you to see spot. But what do you see on spot? So that's a whole conversation right there. Spot is his own conversation and him running. And then the whole thing as itself is a whole conversation. That's how deep it is because that's the efficiency of how you think and how you move. But why is this important to the game? Because this draws out you being smooth. This draws out the man that becomes that mysterious guy that a lot of women out there. Thank you, D-Dog. I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much, man. Much love to you, man. I really do appreciate that, man. Much love, especially all you guys, man. I love you. Hey, appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, man. Thank you. Question, E-Dog, how can a single father move? Okay, stop. Okay, wait. Okay. E-Dog, we got it. It's how – okay, I want you to stop right there. Don't ever ask that question again because what you unknowingly did, my friend, and I know you're new, so get your paper out. I want you to get your paper out and write this down because this is the basis and the foundation so you can stop doing what you're doing, okay? what you have done right there is you made a judgment on yourself saying, how can a single father? Let me show you something, E-Dog. Let me show you something, brother. Let me tell you why that's a judgment. Okay? Always remember this, these two simple circles. All right? They are part of you, but they are two totally different things. We're so busy talking about what I do, we don't ever try to focus on who the fuck I am. You are a single father. That's what you do. But you being a single father isn't who you are. Being a single father is a responsibility of what you do, okay? And that's the part of the judgment we're trying to get out of. We're so busy talking about the I do versus the I am, and you're on an I do when you say that. So you're saying, how can a single father move right? First thing you got to do is you got to get rid of the I do as in the single father. You're a man who is a single father. That's a hat that, all right. If we're looking at I do's, okay, some of you, I do, you have a job, right? That's one hat. Some of you guys may have kids. That's another hat. That's an I do. Some of you guys maybe join the bowling team or some shit. That's not who you are. That's just a part of what you do. That's just a part of you. So first thing I would say, E-Dog, is take out the single father. That's just what you do. So don't look at that. That's just a part of who you are. That's not a bad thing, okay? Now, you're still a man, okay? Okay, the next thing, the next problem you're having is the next sentence, and you're saying is play his cards right in today's game. Brother, this is what I keep trying to tell you guys. The game has never changed, man. Even though it may change, it's still the same. See, you're looking, when you say today's game, you sound like today's woman as far as how women act and behave and think. Here's the problem. When you're over here, there is no today's game because I am the motherfucking game. Remember, we're not trying to fit in the box. We're not trying to fit out of the box. We are the motherfucking box. So there ain't no today's game because I'm the motherfucking game. You know what I mean? You are for yourself. So that means is that you're not playing any cards because what you're trying to do is you're trying to fit into what you think, and that goes back to the third judgment. A lot of guys will try to fit into what they think a woman wants them to be when they are too busy looking at the wrong thing. See, you're looking at the woman and making the judgment off of this is how she's behaving, so that means I've got to modify a behavior to fit into what I think. And that's not the truth, because this is, and I'm going to show you why that's not the truth. Let me show you why. Give me 2 seconds. Let me find it. Okay, right here. Let me show you right quick. Let me show you right here, E-Dog, because it's a very good question, but let me show you right quick. Okay, check this out, brother. Now, remember, the dress, the purse, the shoes, and the makeup, all they do is sit in the window. They don't talk to women. They don't take them out. They don't kiss their asses. But yet women need the dresses, the purses, the shoes, and the necklaces and all the makeup. Why? Because that dress takes away her insecurities. The makeup takes away her insecurities. So what I'm saying to you is I'm not saying be the dress, the purse, and the shoes. I'm saying you're going to be perceived on the same level of those things because you're not trying to force, prove, beg, barter, or try to get a woman to want to be with you. We don't do that kind of stuff over here. We stand on who we are. And if you do not like who I am, so fucking what? I give no fucks. I give no fucks. I can care less. I don't, wait, let me see something here. Hold on 2 seconds. Okay. So what I'm saying is that's what is important that I want. Hold on, let me see some shit. Oh man, I fucked up. All right, well that's, but see, that's what's important I want you young men to see. I want you guys to start moving as men, but not worrying about the situations that you're in, thinking that you got to be something for a woman. That's where a lot of y'all guys go wrong. You think you need to be something for a woman. Hey, thank you for the super chat, Freelance. Thank you. I also shout out to you. Let me see. D, I gave you one. A universal shout out to you. Thank you, Freelance, Ronan, and everything. All you guys, I want to say thank you, all you guys, man, is that I just want, okay, thank you. Thank you, Cutthroat. Yeah, but I'm just saying for you guys, that's part of the game. But let me continue what I'm saying to get to that. See, E-Dog, what I'm trying to get you to do is I'm trying to get you to think about your thinking process and how you effectively do things for yourself. Being able to sit down with not a woman, but being able to sit down with the one of the most important people in your scribe, sitting with your scribe and formulating thoughts and getting your thinking, outlining your rules, your agenda, your goals, your tasks, how you solve things, ideas in which you can build upon your culinary school. You know what? My drug lab is good with the weed, but you know what? I want to start working on the cocaine of me because I want women to begin to snort me, or the rock of me that they can put in the glass pipe and begin to smoke me. I need to be more of a powerful drug. Do you see what I'm saying? It is, and if you notice what I'm saying to all you guys, I'm not even talking about women. I'm talking about me first. I'm talking about me first at my core. You see what I'm saying, gentlemen? At my core. And if I'm doing this at my core, okay, that's where I'm trying to get all, because no one's trying to, that's why y'all are messing up, because y'all are not at your core. Okay, because your primary objective as the top you, when you find that, if you ever do, because remember, if y'all don't believe in yourselves, you're not going to meet this guy. The only guy that got you to the edge, you're not going to meet him because you're not even worthy enough to meet. You're okay. The person that you met, or you're not worthy of meeting, is the one that got you to the egg. And the thanks you're giving him is saying that, well, thank you for getting me to the egg, but I'm still not good enough. I'm too ugly. I'm too short. I'm in a wheelchair. Life isn't fair. Women are this and women that. Why would that person who gave his all to you to get you to the egg, why would he give you an audience with him when you don't even believe in yourself? And what I'm saying to you guys is once you connect this, this connects the thinking process for you guys of how you think, how you grow, how you move, okay? These are the things, okay? Because in order to move the process, one must ask one questions to himself. Remember, I told you, it's just like I told you that that Pinky Blinders thing was like a woo, wow, he's got it. It's just myself talking to myself about myself. That's the one of the most powerful. That's it right there. And that's the thing that I'm trying to get you to undo this, okay? You mentioned previously that a woman's insecurities go away when she's with a man, and it comes back when she's not around. But this is only true for me when I actually value my time. Well, but see, I had to say this to a guy, and this is why I keep trying to tell y'all guys. Okay, listen, this goes back to law zero. You guys must understand this simple law, and it's not the hardest to get. It's really simple if you think about it. You either are or you're not. That's it. That's it. There's nothing in between it. You either are or you're not. That means you are all the time, or you're not at all. So you can't say this is true when I actually value my time, because you don't value your time. Because a man values his, your time is a fixed four. Your time should be valued 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. And the fact that you are saying this is true for you, you're in half-truths, man. So that means you're actually really lying right now, brother. You're not, man. Dime time, I got you next. Hold on a second. Since your four isn't your square, what is the difference between a flexible and a fixed four? Okay, K-Dog. Okay. A fixed four is a solid standard that I'm never going to change, okay? I'll give you an example. And these are great questions, guys. Great questions. I got y'all covered. Hold on. Hold on a second, K-Dog. I got you. Dime time, I see your question. KV, I see your question. I got y'all. I'll take a time. I got you because we're going to talk about this. We got a long way to go on the shit I got to talk to y'all about anyway. So we ain't going to get it all today. We're going to do a show tomorrow. I got y'all covered. Let me show you what I'm talking about and with the through video, of course, so you can see it. And when you see it, you'll have a better grasp of it. Okay. So, all right. So wait. Okay. Let's creep to you. Okay. Let me take this shit off right here. Let me take this banner off here. Okay, so this is what a fixed four is. A fixed four is how I put your bid. Your bid is a fixed. That means my bid is going to make. I'm going to be clear, concise, and I'm not gonna beat around a bush. I'm going to let her know why I'm over there, what my intentions are, and all that other stuff. But my fixed four, I'm gonna make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. That's a fixed four. Okay, my bid is a fixed four. But you're also fixed for is who am I? Because the women are thinking, why you? What do you want? And what's your intentions, right? So your fixed for is also going to solve all those things without her asking, okay? Then another fixed for is when we get on the first time we start talking to each other, I'm going to tell her the story of how we met. That's a fixed for. I'm never going to change. See, think of a fixed for. The biggest problem a lot of you guys have is that you separate church from state. So to speak, you see a woman and based off of how she looks, you try to formulate what you've got to do. You got to do like you see a woman, you do number one. You see a B woman, you do number two. You see a C woman, you do number three. You see a D woman, you do number four. Okay. Throwing shit up on the wall. What I'm saying is if I see a woman, I'm going to do me. I see a B woman. I'm still going to do the same damn thing that I did with the A woman that I'm going to do with the B, the C, the D, all the way down to Z. I'm not changing who I am for a woman because she's not special enough for me to change what I have to say. I shouldn't have to try to conjure up things to say for someone I don't even know when she's not even special enough for me to even conjure that shit up. But anyway, let me get back to the fix. So that's what a fix for is about, okay? A fixed four. Now, a flexible four at the bottom, okay, a flexible four is how I communicate. Now, last fixed four you see is time. A flexible four is how I communicate. That means, am I going to hit her land, sea, air, and space? Am I going to text her, voicemail, or video? How am I going to communicate me will not be a fix. I will be a flexible four. I didn't know what they say fix. A flexible one, if that makes any sense, my brother. All right, so let me get to the next one. Dime Time says, can you give us examples of how you scribe yourself to some of the values, rules? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's really easy. And E-Dog, I want you to listen to this. E-Dog, no, it's not a correction. No, I'm not correction. I'm just giving you game, brother. It's all love, brother. All right, now peep game. This is how it works, and this is why the majority of you guys never get it right, okay? All right. So let me take this down to show you. All right. So I'll give you an idea. All right. So I'm brushing my teeth. Wait. Oh, shit, I'm scratching. Wait. Pooh. That's me. That's a thought. Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Wait. Okay, so hold on. Don't judge me, dog. I don't know how. So, and a light bulb pops up over my head. It's a light bulb. Bing! I have an idea and a thought, okay? I'm brushing my teeth, and I have an idea, okay? All right? So once I have the idea, okay, scribe. Write this down. I'm just giving you an example. I'm going to give you the same example. You probably knew. Okay. The next time I have a woman over at the door, this is what I'm going to do. Write this down. First thing I'm going to do is I'm opening the door, and I'm going to look her up and down. And then I'm going to walk over there and tell her to come here. I'm going to take my right hand, and I'm going to put it around her waist. Then I'm going to bring her close to me. And as I bring her close to me, Scribe, I'm going to rub my cheek up against hers and get right in her ear and tell her how sexy she looks, how great she smells, and how good she feels in my arms. And then I'm going to take my right hand around her waist and take it off of her waist. Then I'm going to take my left hand and grab her hand and walk her into the door. And then when I take her into the door, I'm going to bring her into the door. Once I get her past the door, I'm going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Take both hands and grab her by her waist and push her slightly where her butt pushes the door and closes it. I'm going to push her up against the door, and I'm going to say, I almost forgot. Then I'm going to lean in and give her a kiss. Scribe out. Okay, so that's just a move. I'm just giving an example. So that's a scribe, okay? So that's just a thought, okay? But this is the difference between what I teach you and everybody is where they go wrong, where people always go wrong in this shit. I just have the thought. Now, what I'm saying for you guys, have your notebook and write your thoughts down. Once you get this down, you'll be able to hold it and retain it here. But write down your thoughts that you have, okay? But just because you wrote down a thought doesn't mean it's actually going to go through until you do the next thing that no one tells you. So now I must get to my marketing team, because it's at this point I've got to sell the idea to me, because if I don't buy the shit, I'm not going to do the shit. So my marketing team, selling, promoting me, here's my idea. I want to do something smooth. That's what I want to do, guys. And I've got an idea, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to work for me. Because the first thing when I look in her eyes, it's going to get everything set in motion. Also, I want to let her know what I'm thinking. And the only way I'm going to let her know, I want the thought to line up with her behavior. So when I take my hand and I say, where's my hug? And that's when I'm going to lead her and tell her what to do. I'm giving myself the whys behind this. I got to, see what I'm saying, Dime Time? I'm marketing all those moves to me. Okay, I'm marketing all those moves, okay? Now, I'm going to get a little bit deeper. So now I got that done. I'm not done yet. So now, hold on a second. Now, okay, culinary school, look. The touch has got to be light. The words that we say, we got to only hold it, because this is my flavor right here. So when I say it, I got to be real quick with it, all right? I'll be real quick with it, okay? And then I got to, every move that I got to make, this is the time in which I must do all these things and bring her in, okay? But also, the other side of the culinary school, also, we want to make sure that when I'm in the shower, I have my peroxide, where's my fucking cologne at? My peroxide, my cologne, my favorite cologne, and all my things I use in the shower so I smell good and all that other stuff, okay? But also, I got to take my other guys here. Okay, now right here, this is why I'm doing it, because it's giving a little bit of creativity, a little sense of adventureness. It's going to be fun. Then I got to talk to the guy. This is how I got to guide myself, okay? All right, guy, this is the thing we're going to do. We're guiding her on this is the moves that we're going to do. When I put my arm around her, I'm guiding her close to me. When I'm going up in her ear, I'm guiding her to be close to me. When I grab her hand, I'm guiding her through the door. And then when I turn around and grab her waist, I'm going to slide her up and put her against the door. Okay, so I'm just giving you examples of all the different parts of me. But now that I got that done, it's still not done yet, because I then must make this shit law. I got to go to my government. Look, hey, this is a fixed fucking four. That means every woman that I see, even if it's on the date, that comes to my door is going to get this. I forgot the amusement park. It's part of the amusement park. So this is, they're saying Dime Time. These are the steps you got to take, because, or like I told all you guys before, why I'm saying all this, because at the end of the day, if you don't know your whys, and you can't defend the position that you have. That means this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm standing on it, and this is all I'm doing is expressing it, okay? So then dime time, okay? So now it becomes law. So now dime time, peep this level of game. So dime time, like I was telling E-Dog, I think it was E that was asking the question, peep this out, dime time. So now I got that a law as in what I do when she goes through the door, okay? I already got that set in stone. So look right here, dime time. Now, not only can I do it face-to-face, dime time, but I can do it through a text message and break it down if I want to. I can do it through a voice message if I want to. And I can do it on video if I want to. If we're having phone sex or she's talking dirty and we getting on it, I can break it down on my flexible fours of land, sea, air, and space. It's not just the physical. I can text it, voicemail, video, tell her live, or do it in person. That's how deep it is. But see, a lot of guys, that's where a lot of guys fail, because they come up with an idea, but because they don't sell and market the idea to themselves, they don't believe that they're good enough to do it. And that's your problem. The marketing team should be marketing you to show you how to be a better you in all of this, okay? Let me see. Let me get to the next. Hold on. Let me get to the next question. I know I went kind of long on that, but I hope you understand that, a dime time. I got you on that, okay? Question. So what you mean is we should move based on our gut feeling? No, 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 no. Remember I told you, and I don't have it written down, but I'll do it real quick. Remember I told you if you're thinking and your behaviors are level one, everything you're doing is going to be on the same level, dog. Your gut feeling is all here. You cannot go past this point unless you are educated or taught or a student. See, the thing about levels is that the only way you're going to level up is getting the education. But the problem is, let me show y'all something. Let's say we call it, we'll put a YT for YouTube. Let's just say YouTube, and let's put a B for book, all right? What happens with a lot of guys, if when they watch a YouTube and a book, it's still in the same realm of this. These two don't elevate you to move up to number two. They still keep you at number one. Why is it you guys? How many of you guys, remember I told you guys? How many of you guys have books right now on the same thing and you're still the same person? This is exactly why, because of the level you're thinking. You're only going to seep to the level of the way you see yourself. It doesn't matter what books you read. As long as you see yourself the way you see yourself, that's why those books are not working for you or those YouTubes are, because you're internalizing information on the wrong level. You think because if you're internalizing it, it's going to bring you up to here. It might move you up a little bit, but it still keeps you in the same realm, if that makes any sense. So what you're saying is when you move on a gut feeling, what is the most gut feelings? Judgments, lack of self, lack of motivation, excuses, blame, victim, poor me, I'm not good enough, she's better than me. So that's your gut feeling. And that gut feeling is the same thing that tells you you're not good enough, the voice in your head or the first movie theater. See, you, for a lot of you guys out there, you can't win on your own, okay, when every day all your life you're in the same movie theater, buying the same damn tickets, going at the same time, and sitting in the same place in your mind thinking that I'm going to grow by being a victim. Game doesn't work that way. And that's why a lot of guys lose in a game, because they're too busy thinking about everything else outside of themselves. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that. How do I get more ideas to come to me, visitor? It's very easy, man. It's a thought that you write down. What do I want to do? and why do I want to do whatever it is I want to do? Then once you know what it is, you write it down. Then once you write it down, you've got to know why you need to do this move. What is so important about this move that you have to do it? And then once you understand that, then you got to take that and you got to market it. You've got to believe in it. That's the marketing, to believe in the thing that you wrote down, meaning that when I see a woman, I'm going to automatically do it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to make excuse. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to do it. That's what I'm saying. See, it's deep. It's just not doing it. And that's where a lot of guys go wrong. I mean, so many guys go wrong. They go out in the woods and run around like a bunch of young boys and shit, thinking they're going to be men by running in the woods in the middle of nowhere, climbing mountains and all that shit, man. Doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't write that way. You're saying that poor me picture of me. Well, you don't have it. See, you're not on a square. Guys, it's... Guys, I know sometimes nursery rhymes and nursery stories are so much like life. Y'all are like the two pigs, man. You have a house that has no foundation. It's made of wood and made of hay, meaning a woman could come along and just go huff and puff and just blow it away. You don't have a square. Y'all motherfuckers got like broken circles or some shit like that. Y'all ain't standing on anything. When you stand on who you are, you never move off of you unless you're moving to a greater you while you evolve. But the only time you move is to evolve into a greater you. You never, ever let a woman or anybody outside of you move you off of who you are. That's not how men move, okay? But let me do a few more and... See, the thing is, okay. Most schools give you a syllabus when you first come in the first of the year. You know, the teacher would tell you what it is. You're like, if you're math, like if you're in the fucking second or third grade, they'll, you know how to count. You know, we're going to do more adding and subtracting and learning multiplication this year, okay? And the way they did us is for multiplication, they started us with, the ones and then the twos and then the threes. And then lucky for us, back in our day, we had a thing called Schoolhouse Rock. So we would watch like cartoons on, you know, three is a magic number, or the figure eight is 4 plus 4, 4 times 4. No, 4 plus 4 is a figure eight. I can skate a figure eight. It's a circle that goes round. I mean, that's how they taught us back in the day to learn our multiplication and shit through Schoolhouse Rock. But I'm saying that they will give us a syllabus of saying, this is what you're going to learn through either the semester or the year of this. So when you grow to the next level, you'll move on to, I'm sure they go multiplication, division, fractions. Like then when you get to that, then you move on to where you go into your mathematics and things like that. So it's an agenda, but where is your agenda for you? See, if your agenda is I want some pussy, you failed. If your agenda is I'm going out here to find a woman, you failed. If your agenda is I'm going out here for a relationship, you failed. Because the agenda is more about her than it is you. Your agenda is building the best you. Your agenda should have an outline of rules that you must discuss to yourself about yourself. For your motherfucking self, where you set tasks and objectives for yourself. Why do you think since I've been doing the Pussy Whip show in the late 90s, when I always tell you guys to talk to 5 women a day, I'll give you an example. I always set an agenda with 5 women a day. Why? Because the first skill one must learn and master is the skill of talking to a goddamn woman. See, the end result of her facing the pillow and her ass in the air starts with you saying hello, starts with your bid. So that's why I tell every guy, if you see a woman you want to fuck and you can imagine her facing the pillow and her ass in the air, I don't want you to do anything but say one word. This is all I want you to do. I don't want you to think. I just want you to say one word. If I see that I want to smash, listen, this takes away from, oh, my God, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, what do I say? Oh, my God, what do I do? Oh, my God, she's so pretty. She might like guys that are tall and muscular. No. All I want you to do is just this. Why this? Because this is showing you how to focus on your C-spot run. If I see something I like, all I want you to do is say hi to five of them. That's it. You see her? She's sexy as fuck. She's coming your way. Don't overthink it. Just say hi. That's it. And keep moving. Now, why I teach you the bid is because sometimes women are looking at you saying, oh, my God, he's going to talk to me. Is he going to talk to me? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Oh, damn, he didn't talk to me. All right, look at this guy. Look at his package. Oh, he's sexy. Look at those lips. Well, he look like he needs some pussy. Well, I could fuck that guy. Come on, say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. Oh, he just walked past me. Damn, and I could have fucked him. He's got a cute butt. See, I'm telling you. So that woman that's seeing you saying, oh, my God, say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. And then you say this, then it's go time. Because then at that point, she's going to stop and she's going to say hi. And then it's like, what's up? That's where your bid comes in at. But the reason I say do five a day, because that's 35 women a week. That's 140 a month, okay? 140 a month. Wait, no, let me see if I got the right. Seven a week, seven times five, 35, 35. So yes, 140 a month. Yeah, 140, 140. Yes, 140. I got to get the math right. I need to do so much. 140, okay? And if you get 10 of the 140 a month, that's 120. The numbers don't lie. But it starts with this. This is it. That's it. I look, don't do anything but learn this skill. Because if you place in judgments, you're scared, you're worried, and all this other shit, this is how you break it. Because what will happen is your fuck you, Steve moment. When now, again, guys, it's not going to happen overnight. This may happen in week 3, month 2. Okay? Week 3, month 2, you'll have your